LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's good evening.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes.
Ian Lee, listen up.
Ready to race to you.
Ian Lee, listen up. Lower back pain next. Posture problems. If you find you slouch all the time.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all
now, what's that
you.
About? Wow!
Yes, that's not intelligent.
My name is Alfred, I'm 69, and my message to the youngsters is, remember about respect.
Now, I've just realised I've gone to look at my notes. I've left sheet two of the notes downstairs. Chris, I'm sending you on an emergency mission to save tonight's show. Chris, away you go. This is a very, very tense situation. If Chris doesn't return shortly, then there will be no show. Very tense. Chris is dashing down one floor. Running over to the printing machine. Probably picking up the bit of paper now. Probably dashing back to the door. Pounding up the stairs. Should be bursting through that studio door any second now! Now! Here he comes! Alrighty! Chris! Woo! Thanks, man. Cheers.
Anything else?
No, you can go out now. Anyway, what a busy show we have tonight. We have our new Friday feature, Show Off Friday! Yeah! You get to phone up and say to Chris, Chris, I just want to show off to Ian. And it can be about anything. It can be about something you've done, something your kid's done at school, something you've done today, something you've done this week, something you've done in your lifetime. Show up and then slam the phone down. Now, most people calling us have those portable telephone things. Obviously, they're impossible to slam down. So if you've got one of those, you have to wave it about a bit, shh, then press the button, disconnect button as hard as you can. So if you want to show off this evening on Show Off Friday... Oh, wait, I'm all out of breath, and it wasn't even me that was running. 0845 6060973 to show off. 0845 6060973. Now, we've also got other stuff. Tonight, I'm asking you to blow my mind. How does that work? I'm not quite sure. It's quite an ill-thought-out concept. But if you have something, a nugget, a bit of trivia, a factoid... I can't say factoid, it's copyright Steve Wright in the afternoon. I do apologise. But if you have something you think will blow my mind, then phone us up, 0845 6060 973. And of course tonight, we are celebrating the magic of gadgets. Yeah, we thought we wouldn't do any news stories this evening. Tonight we're going to be a little bit light and frothy, what with it being a done Friday and all that ting. So, these are the three things, three topics straight off the bat like this. Show off Friday. Phone up, show off something. Blow my mind. What have you got that will blow my mind? And I'll leave it as vague and as open as that. And also, we're celebrating the magic of gadgets. Now, I have got in my bag one of them gadgets. Hang on a minute. Oh, also, we've got the film that... you know those people came in from Channel 4's website and filmed us? We've seen the film. That is pretty darn good as well. Where's my gadget? My gadget is a tin of chickpeas... And a can opener. Not just any old can opener. It's one where... Now, I've never used it before. You click it on, you press the button, it opens itself. Now, I've not used it before, so I don't know if it works. We'll be doing that later on. I think Chris has bought some gadgets in. If you've got gadgets that you want to show off... Well, there's all lots of showing off tonight. If you've got gadgets, though, 0845 6060 973. We're doing something right because the phones have gone mental. And speaking of mental, it's Teresa. Hello? Teresa? 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 Finchley?
Trick!
Sorry?
Trick.
What?
It's not really Teresa. It's Richard.
But I don't get what you mean.
Hello?
Trick or treat, innit?
Well, what do you mean trick or treat? If you're going to do a trick or treat, you've got to say trick or treat, first of all. You can't just do a trick. That's just trick. Oh. And also, what are you doing them for? You're a 27-year-old man. This is a work environment.
It's like Halloween.
No trick or treats, please, mate.
All right.
All right, thank you. Richard!
Oh, hi.
Hey, man!
Oh, so was that meant to be me, then?
It was a trick. Hey, I've seen the film of behind the scenes here at the show.
I'd be fascinating to see that.
It is fascinating. It's 6 minutes long, and it turns out Chris and I... Well, turns out I'm quite funny.
Do we actually get to see Chris in, you know, his face as
you
well?
You see Chris's face.
Wow.
Vinny is the first caller in it.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, yeah, I'm an official hero super fan now. That's how the show starts off. It's genius. It's very, very good. It'll be up on the Channel 4 website at some point. As soon as we know when, we will put a link on our page and we will direct everybody there. But it's very, very, very good.
This is separate to the Clive Bull thing, is it?
Yeah, ours is on a website.
Yeah.
His is on an actual television show. But his is only 3 minutes long. Mine is 6 minutes.
His is 3 minutes. Did lots of interviews and things.
Yeah, his is only 3 minutes. Mine is six. Mine's twice as long as Clive's, so...
Well,
so I win. I win, effectively.
You caused quite a bit of stir on Digital Spy, didn't you, on Monday?
I caused a who?
You caused a stir.
I always cause a stir on the internet, my young friend, because I... yeah, I did. I have posted... And I've posted on there since... Digital Spy, if anyone doesn't know, is a forum for freaks. And I have posted on there within the last 4 days.
Oh, right. 4 days. Well, I mean,
good luck.
I thought it was, like, ages ago, but I didn't realise it was recently.
No, I've done... Well, that was... I've done at least three, shall we say, in the past 3 months.
And it's definitely on the LBC thread, is it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Wow.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Good hunting.
I'm going to analyse it all tonight.
Happy hunting.
Well, I was going to phone you about my plane story... But after last night...
Sorry, Teresa. We are a plane-free... Richard, we are a plane-free zone.
That's what I thought, because I only heard the show last night, this afternoon on the podcast.
Yeah, no, we're never talking about planes again. It turns out that was the biggest mistake. It was the second biggest mistake of my career. The first biggest mistake was... no, let's not even go there.
And besides, you've probably read about it anyway.
Yes. What? No, you're not pulling me into that thing. We're not talking about it. I'm not even asking you.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, I knew you might say that, so I had something in reserve.
Oh, you've got something in arrears?
Yeah.
Okay, what have you got up in arrears?
Well, it's basically whether how important is it to have common interests with your partner. I mean, do you have some... I mean, is Fandango interested in computer games, for example?
Yes, she likes playing games on the Wii.
Oh, well, that must be a big plus, then.
We have a few... How important is it? Ultimately, it's quite important.
Well, the thing is, like, women tend to be... I mean, this is major generalisation, obviously.
Please do. We like those generalisations on this show.
You know, typically men seem to be into geeky stuff.
And girls like shoes.
Well, yes. You know, and all sorts of girly stuff.
Handbags and Sex and the City.
So, you know, by that logic, you would have thought, you know... Men and women wouldn't be that compatible, whereas men and men would be.
What are you? Hang on a minute. What are you trying to say to me? You're saying men and women wouldn't be that compatible, but men and men would be.
Well, because by that logic, obviously there's other barriers to that. What's that music about?
Well, thanks for that, Teresa.
All right, it's time for the travel now.
Yeah, well, no, not yet, but I can fill for 45 seconds. 0845-6060-973 is the telephone number. If you want to show off, what do we do? Let's have a little recap, because I fired off three bolts out of the blue. Showing off, gadget specials, and blow my mind. That's the one I'm looking forward to most. If you have something that you think will blow my mind... then, for God's sakes, phone me up and call me now. 0845-6060-973. Hey, it's the freaking weekend, which means we can go to travel 7 seconds early. Joyce, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go for it, man!
Okay.
The M1 still very slow heading out of town from Junction 5 at Watford up to Junction 8 for Hemel Hempstead. Very slow on that whole stretch heading towards the roadworks. Not been helped by a broken down car right at the start of the cones there. And very slow on the M25 anti-clockwise from 15 to 12. That's the M4 down to the M3. Better news though in Hackney. Victoria Park Road has now fully reopened between Gascoigne Road and Lauriston Road following that fire from earlier on. The A23 Brixton Road is partially blocked coming into town though, just after the South Circular Road because of a breakdown, so there are delays heading into Brixton as a result of that. And in the city, Fleet Street is still closed westbound for repairs, causing delays on New Bridge Street. Now, because of the strike affecting Silverlink trains this evening, virtually no Silverlink service is running at all. There's only a very limited service between Wilston Junction and Clapham Junction, and between Gospel Oak and Barking. First Connect and Southern are now returning to normal again via Streatham. That's after a signalling problem earlier on. And the tubes are running okay. Don't forget, if you are planning a journey out this weekend, check all the details of the engineering works on our website, lbc.co.uk. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next updates in 15 minutes.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Prepare to take a voyage into infinity and beyond. All next week, join Nick Ferrari as he takes you on a journey across the universe, where the secrets of black holes, alien life forms, and the death of the sun will be revealed. Join legendary astronomer Sir Patrick Moore as he opens Nick Ferrari's Space Exploration Special from Monday. Nick Ferrari at Breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassell.
This is respect.
At cinemas now, rated 18.
At Homebase, there's 20% off selected furniture. And we've now taken an extra 10% off, but not for long. Homebase, make a house a home.
C 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening. Cut the music. We don't need no stinking music. We got a caller to talk to. We got Dion on the line, for God's sakes. Dion, you hate music, don't you?
I don't listen to it very much.
No.
I bought a full CD thing, Beatles Trilogy.
Sorry, what?
Beatles Trilogy.
You've got all four of the Beatles Trilogy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a...
It was like a album. It done all their solo work as well, John Lennon and Ringo Starr and George Harrison.
What? I've never heard of such a...
I don't really play music. I listen to LBC all the time.
I listen to LBC all the time, apart from when I'm listening.
I turn my radio off. Even when I go out, I leave my radio on.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Am I the only... No, I'm not.
I'll go home at 25 this morning.
You did what?
I got home at 20 to 5 this morning.
Oh, because you were out with the Japanese last night?
Yeah, but it was a Western day. I had some nice chicken, bran rice,
nice
coleslaw. What Japanese food there?
Is there anybody interested in the slightest in the fact
that... Not really.
No, Dion, not that. Shut up.
No.
Shut up. No, shut up.
Domestic
No,
things.
Shut up.
Yeah, you I'm are.
No, I'm
thing.
Not. Can you hear me?
Well, what do you want to talk about then?
Can you hear me?
Well, Chris said you wanted to talk
can
about
you,
domestic
Can
things.
You hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, then shut up. I'm asking
All
a question.
Right, shut up then. Go on, ask me a question.
No, oh, jeez. Is anybody interested in the fact that some American footballers are coming over to England and playing a game in London? It's been on the... We've been plugging it on the news.
My son's not watching it.
We've been plugging it on the news here.
All the time.
Shut up. We've been plugging it on the news here. It's been on It's been on the telly. It's been all over the internet, all in the newspapers. But does anyone really care? Over to you, Dion.
No.
Excellent. Well, that's that one wrapped up. Thanks very much.
And the ice hockey they didn't care about.
No, no one cares. It's American football. It's not... It's rubbish. It's silly. It's pointless. We don't play it. No one gives a stuff. Oh, but it's very good for... I'm only assuming, I don't know the facts, and if someone can tell me the facts, 0845 6060973.
So everyone's going to fly over from New York and Los Angeles.
I'm assuming we have paid these two teams a lot of money to come and play here.
A lot of sponsorship, I think, Ian.
Yeah, I'm assuming that we, as London, have... I don't know, that we have paid them a lot of money.
I think Livingston paid a bit.
What is he on tonight? That we have paid them a lot of money to come over here in a vain thought that it will be great for British tourism. Well, it won't be. All it is American... I don't see the point in having it in this country, Dion. And if anybody... Can anybody phone in and back up American...
I hope they do.
Dion, let me finish a sentence, mate!
Let me finish, Ian. Sorry, I'm, like, talking to myself.
What? No! God.
Go on, then.
So if anyone can phone in and explain what's so exciting about it... 0845-60-60-93. Right, what do you want?
What do I want?
What do you want?
I was going to phone you about domestic work in my flat.
Why?
Because Chris asked me to.
Why would he ask you to do that?
I don't know, he said it was your topic for tonight.
What, domestic work in flats?
Well, domestic work being a single man.
Chris, have you told Dion that domestic work and single men is my topics for tonight?
No, I said I was asking him because he was going on about what he's been up to today, and I was like, well, do you like doing that?
This is an awful start. We've got Gary in this evening.
I've done a bit of washing and ironing.
Let me finish a sentence! We've got Gary in, who I've not worked with. When was the last time we did a show together? Ages.
Years ago.
Was it the weekend show?
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe a drive time here and there, but probably the weekend.
Long time ago.
So I'm trying to impress him, Dion, to show him how much I've improved in the last 2 years.
I can't miss your show.
Shut up! The first 20 minutes has been awful. And
I'll
shut
up then. I'll bit my lip.
Next Gary special. Here's another Gary. This is hard work. In Islington.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Hello, mate. I'm going to blow your mind, man.
Okay. Pay attention, okay. Dion. This is how a call should be done, all right?
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, blow my mind.
Okay, two aphids at the start of a season. You know what aphids are, yeah?
Aphids, they're like green little insects.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Can multiply at the end of the season to 200, the equivalent weight of 200 tonnes.
Now fill in the missing words and make that into a sentence. Say that again.
Right, okay, two aphids.
Yeah, two aphids.
At the start of a season, at the start of a year,
yeah,
can multiply to the equivalent weight of 200 tonnes.
200 tonnes?
200 tonnes. Yeah.
They can make 200 tonnes worth of babies?
Yep.
That is...
such prolific breeders.
Yeah.
I will say there's a little bit on the end of this. I need to tell you about something which you was talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Ladybirds.
Yeah, ladybirds. Ladybirds are the bane of my life.
Aphids. And that's the only thing that controls them from getting that big.
But what controls the ladybirds? Because I've got like 200 ladybirds in my house.
Wasps eat ladybirds, mate.
So I've got to invite some wasps in.
You can do if you
then
want.
What eats the wasps?
Yeah, but... I don't know. They kind of die at the end of the year, though, don't they? The wasps.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Gary, you've...
Start again.
Gary, well done.
I've blown your mind.
You are the first person to blow my mind.
Love, bye.
Cheers, boss. There you go, Dion. That's how you do a phone call.
I can blow your mind with gadgets.
Go on, then.
In 1992, I got a handheld GPS.
Right.
Which didn't give you a street name or anything like that. It gave you where you were on a planet.
Right.
Give you longitude, latitude, and the degrees you were at.
Yeah, right.
And you had to know navigation.
Right.
And had to use a GPS.
Okay.
It was called a Magellan.
Right.
Which is the bloke who discovered...
It's not blowing my mind.
Well, it was quite a secret when it came out.
Okay. Oh, I've accidentally pressed the button that cut... What? I'm so sorry. This is supposed to be like a real humdinger of a Friday night show. Everyone's... You know, it's the end of half term. It's kids are out trick or treating, the little so-and-so. I thought we had a really good, light-hearted, you know, zippy show. And it's dragged along. God, the clocks go forward at the weekend. That's all I can say. 0845-60-60... Yeah, we're still doing that one, Gary. 0845-60-60-973 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, blow my mind, show off, or talk about gadgets. Or if you can defend the American football, you'd be lucky. Joe!
Ian!
Hello, Joe!
Oh, I've got no music!
It's there! It's in the background!
Oh, I can't hear it. There it is! I was ringing you up to find out how you got on at the garage today. I don't know if anyone else has spoke about it, because I missed the beginning of the show.
This was my car that I had to take to the garage, because some woman reversed into it and made a hole in it. And I got up really early to go there. I drove there. They looked at it, took some pictures, said, all right, we'll get in touch with the insurance, we'll give you a call in a week or two, and that was it.
No.
That was it. I thought, I kind of thought I'd be, get, you know, leaving it there, but no, it's, you know.
Oh, that's it then, so that's a bit of a nothingness then, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a nothingness, and I didn't need to get up that early. But it meant I got home in time to make some breakfast and watch Jeremy Kyle live as opposed to on the Sky Plus. So I win.
That sounds like a winning day to me.
Not bad. It's going to be a, it's going to be a slow show tonight, Joe, I can tell you that.
Oh, no, I can't help at all then, can I?
No, not really.
My call makes it even slower.
It does a little bit, Joe, but thanks anyway.
Cheers, Ian.
Bye-bye. If you're wondering what the music was, he gets his own theme tune.
I haven't finished the... Hello, are you there? Are you there? Anybody there?
Well, I'm here, yeah, what do you want?
But is Ian there?
Yeah, speaking.
Marvellous, you sound so depressed. It's a Friday night. We can go clubbing. We went to see a... something up in town. I won't mention the name of it. It's brilliant. But when we were on the train coming back...
Well, what was it? Billy Elliot.
Billy Seeking Susan.
What?
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, the hits of Blondie. Why is it called Desperately Seeking Susan, which is a Madonna film, but it's got the hits of Blondie?
Madonna probably wouldn't sell out right.
Well, then why not? Well, then why not call it? I don't know, Atomic or something, which is the name of a Blondie song.
I'd call it Great Theatre with Blondie's. Oh, did you not like Blondie? I did. I think she was cracking. I'd have called it just Blondie's music. The interesting thing, when we were there, there was a sort of group of people that got cheap tickets. Half of them were in their 80s and things. And when the music blew, and you know the way these old people, they're wryly to things, they sneak for the front seats, yeah?
Yes.
They sneak for the front seats. The music blew, yeah? It blew their eardrums, and they all grabbed the back seats. Was lovely. Yeah. But anyway, where are we getting to, Ian, on this? I'm not plugging it, but I am, because I'm not advertising or anything, but it was a really wonderful show with excellent people in it, whoever they were. But I've got to tell you something. On the way back on the train, here we go. Isn't it the way of you for today? Yeah. We're an old couple in our 40s.
Bloodies!
But no, we like being it. We're not that old, actually, because we're trendy and things. But this is... All the youngsters are on the train.
Bloodies!
Yeah? And it was the last train back through Worcester Park and something. I'd like this guy earmarked. His name was Hayden. It was somebody called Gayden. Yeah. He was causing terrible problems. Little kid on this train, and his great excuse to pick on one of his mates was, there's 40 of us against one of him. And I thought, isn't that pathetic, Ian? Is it not? So, Hayden, Gayden, whoever you are out there, whoever your friends are, if you can hear this on LBC... call in, explain yourself. You get so pissed, so pathetic, that you want...
Thanks for that.
On the 57th day before Christmas, my true love gave to me a weekend in Italy.
Treat yourself to an early Christmas present with British Airways. Fly one way to Pisa from £35 and Barcelona and Madrid from £30. For these great prices and more destinations, book by midnight Tuesday at BA.com. Travel from the 15th of November, limited availability, conditions apply.
Order, order! Can my right honourable friend confirm that the thrifty economic policies of the past regarding endowments will continue?
When it comes to our endowment policies, we will always sell through AAP. Not surrender, like other spendthrift parties have tended to do. So members can now look forward to an even bigger and better private bar.
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, then you could budget for much more by selling through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
on 97.3 DAB and online. London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30. I'm Holly Holland. A former Met Police forensic scientist has been jailed after a reporter caught him out trying to groom a 12-year-old girl. Paul Rogers, who used to work in Haringey, used an internet chat room to arrange to meet what he thought was a child. But it was a 20-year-old journalist dressed to look the part who turned up to meet him. There's going to be armed police patrols in South London this weekend over fears of further violence after a man was shot dead in Streatham High Road. 35-year-old Gary Guthrie was shot dead in Streatham High Road early on Monday morning. Several bars and clubs aren't going to open at all this weekend after discussions with the police. Two men have been charged over a violent attack on a traffic warden in Battersea. Saeed Jawad Haider, who's 38, was hit on the head with a crash helmet, kicked and had beer thrown in his face outside the Gardener's Arms. 24-year-old Stephen Prattley and Lee Jones, who's 22, will appear before South Western Magistrates Court in November, charged with assault. And Sir Roger Moore's picked up an award for his work as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. The 80-year-old former James Bond star was honoured with the accolade at a ceremony in New York. In London's weather, still rather cloudy tonight. Right now we have 12 degrees in Acton. There'll be lows of 10 degrees. And tomorrow will be mainly cloudy, but there's more of a chance a cloud will break up to allow a bit of sunshine through the day. You're with LBC at 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. Well, some slightly better news on the M1. That breakdown's just been cleared at the start of the roadworks section, but it's still very slow out of town, all the way from Junction 5 at Watford up to Junction 8 for Hemel Hempstead. The A40 looking slow heading out of town from the northern roundabout in White City towards Savoy Circus. A broken down car is the cause of the problem there. And the M25 is crawling anti-clockwise from 15 to 12. That's the M4 down to the M3. Very slow on the clockwise stretch as well from Junction 27 at the M11 all the way through to the QE2 bridge. Had a call in from John on the jam line about that one, and it really is struggling the whole way. Do add your updates, 08000 68 60 80. The A23 Brixton Road is still partly blocked into town just after the South Circular Road with a breakdown. And if you're heading onto the train, still big disruption affecting Silverlink services because of strike action. There's no Silverlink trains in and out of Euston for the rest of the evening, and that means no trains to Watford Junction, Tring or Northampton, and only a very limited service between Wilson Junction and Clapham Junction, and between Gospel Oak and Bar. Tubes are still running okay. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update in 15 minutes.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassel.
This is respect.
At cinemas now, rated 18.
And pick up the Express 234. Very good.
Come dancing this weekend with the Daily Express. From Saturday, we're giving away 6 free Learn to Dance DVDs with step-by-step lessons from the instructors of Strictly Come Dancing fame. They'll have you gliding around your home to the rhythms of the tango, salsa, cha-cha-cha, and more. Quick step your Daily Express token to WH Smith each day.
And dance away with your new DVDs.
Start Saturday at selected stores while stocks last.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing, like when you see, speak and surf for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT loan rental payable, 0102 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's good evening.
For anyone who's been listening to the first 30 minutes of the show, I can only apologise. What should have been a roller coaster, rip roaring ride of laughs has turned into the oddest, slowest, plodding, surreal nonsense I've ever been involved in. I thought we had some really good stuff to talk about tonight, including Can You Blow My Mind? We're celebrating the magic of gadgets and showing off. And it's obvious you've said freak. So let's set up the stall again. Maybe I've not put the stuff in the right order. So let's... This is what we're talking about tonight, OK? You can find out about other stuff, but this is what I brought to the party for you to share. Can you blow my mind? It can be anything. A bit of trivia, a fact, anything that you think will blow my mind. 0845 6060 973. Also, it's Show Off Friday. You can phone up, come on the air, show off about anything. Something you've done today, something you've done in your life, something your kid did, to anything. Anything you want. You say it, you slam the phone down. Oh, we don't interact. I introduce you. You come on, you say it, you put the phone down. That's it, done. And also, we are celebrating the magic of gadgets. Maybe, Chris, you've got some gadgets. Maybe we need to have a gadget to get to whet people's appetite. What gadgets have you brought in for us?
Well, I've got this clock, right?
Okay, it's good. It's a little digital clock.
There. Little digital clock, but with a twist.
Yeah. Oh.
Because, you know, when you're asleep and it's dark and you just wake up in the morning and think, oh, what time is it, right?
Mine's illuminated.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's got quite a bright light.
Well, this isn't.
No, it's not.
But... So you smack it, and this happens. Oh.
7:35 p.m.
What?
Oh.
What did he say?
You just smack it. Oh.
7:35 p.m.
So is it you have to smack it quite hard?
Yeah, but then it tells you the time, and you don't have to open your eyes.
Why isn't there just like a big, soft button you can push?
I don't know, it's not mine, it's Paul Sylvester's.
Okay, well done. Good gadget. This is the magic of gadgets. That's excellent. If you've got a gadget you want to show off, something you think that nobody else will have or have seen, or something that you just love and can't live without, 0845 6060973. Now also, what's the big fuss about American football? Philip, can you explain it?
I don't like American football.
Oh, cool, blimey.
The reason being, Ian, it's so slow.
They keep stopping.
That's right. Stop, start, stop, start.
Silly.
I mean, why don't they get on with it?
Yeah.
I've tried. I mean, you know, I'll give it a go, but...
You've played it?
No.
Oh, I thought...
I mean, but what amazes me, Ian, the tickets sold out, they said, in 15 minutes.
Who to? Is it just to Americans?
Well, Nick Ferrari's going. I don't know. Is he playing?
Let's be careful how I finish that joke.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I must admit, Ian, it's not really of interest to me this weekend because we're into, Saturday night, Game 3 of the World Series, baseball.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
Yeah, I mean, that is actually played in this country.
Well, rounders?
No. Baseball, I mean, I went to a rally over at Roundshaw. There were 7 British teams. I mean, there's about dozens of British teams.
Shall we speak to an American, Philip?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Fat Steve, what's so good about American football?
I'm not sure. I'm not a big sports fan.
Oh, right. What do you actually like watching, Steve, in the sports line? Are you a baseball fan?
The female tennis players are all right.
But what
about baseball, Steve? Do you support a team?
No, when I was a kid, I used to go to a lot of Met games because I lived near Shea Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't get interested in watching men chase a ball around.
It doesn't do it for me at all. It's just pointless and dull. Steve, has there any awareness in America that we have got 2 American football teams in London?
No, of course not. I don't think it's for tourists. I mean, if I was from another country, maybe I would find it exotic and want to see. I don't know.
There was a thing on the news today that is one of them the Miami Dolphins. I don't know.
It is. Yeah, I think it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was Dolphins and the Jets.
Something like that.
I know. I have no idea.
Sharks and the Jets, isn't it? Anyway, there's the captain of the Sharks or the Dolphins. There's a big quote saying, "Wow, they speak English in London." He didn't know that we speak English in London.
What part of America does Steve come from?
He can barely speak English anyway.
Exactly. So, Philip, Steve comes from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, right, down in Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, I've only been here for 5 months. I'm a native New Yorker prior to that.
Oh, wow. I mean, you've got the sports that are big. I mean, you've got the basketball, the ice hockey, and are there any other sports that get large crowds in America? I mean, you've got the soccer, which, you know, is... trying to start.
I mean, if you could call NASCAR a sport, that's hugely popular.
Yeah, that I know is very, very big. But have you been watching the World Series, Steve?
No.
Philip, he's not into sports. He doesn't like baseball. Leave it.
But I thought he might have watched
it. Stop hassling him. He doesn't like it.
Oh.
Philip, I'm cutting you off.
All right.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry, Steve.
I'm ready to blow your mind.
Oh, man. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Okay. Last Christmas, I was at this party, and I ran into this guy who played guitar at my wedding.
Yeah.
And we were talking. I was telling him about my band, and he's like, oh, where could I hear some of it? And I said, we have a MySpace page.
Yeah.
And he goes, is that the internet?
What?
And I was like, yeah, it's a website. He's like, oh, well, I don't have a computer. Kristen uses one at work. Like, his wife uses one at work. 36 years old, never had a computer.
He'd never had a computer. Had he been on the internet?
He said the last time he was on the internet was the last time he was at my place in 1994, before they had the web, when I was showing him what email was about.
Whoa, man alive. Steve, you've blown my mind, brother.
Yes, and one more thing. I have a Porsche.
Oh! Good show off. Well done.
Double whammy.
He took us in for a ride there. Well done. 0845 60 60 973. Oh, it's another Steve. Stephen Barnett.
I'll blow your mind with this.
Go on then, fella.
I was working in my bed years ago in a shop.
Yes.
And the Kilburn pub bombings were going on. They blew up the IRA, blew this pub up.
Yes.
And Trevor McDonald came in and done his news report from where my bed was working in this shop, and he gave me 50p for the phone call.
Say that again. Do that again.
Me and my dad was working in a shop.
Yeah.
And the IRA blew a pub up in Kilburn.
Oh, yeah.
And then Trevor McDonald came into our shop. He made done the news report from the phone.
Oh, on the phone in your shop?
Yeah. And he gave me 50p for the phone call.
It's not technically blown my mind, Steve.
Oh, can I show off then instead?
Yeah, go on.
I just do all the things I wanted to do when I was a kid. And I've got 3 four-wheel drives. I like going off-road. I do the lifeboat. I've got a boat of my own that I bought, a lifeboat, an X1. I do loads of training with helicopters and stuff like that. I work in the emergency services, so I'm always putting my blue lights on and going out on jobs and stuff like that. And I've got, and I'm into surfing. I've got all my surfboards.
Steve, I don't want your full biography. Just a quick one, then hang up.
Okay, well, that's me showing off, but I've got more. I'm actually that much of a show off that I won't tell you the rest.
Good lad, right. Flipping it. Well, he's actually given us food for another topic. Has a celebrity ever used your phone or given you money? There we go. We'll have that. Has a celebrity ever used your phone or given you money? 0845 60 60 973. Paul, has that ever happened to you?
No. They've only given me prawn vol-au-vents before.
Oh, that doesn't come on. I'm afraid we can't talk about it. It's not part of the topic tonight.
Hey-ho. Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing? You all right, sir?
I'm all right.
Don't worry about tonight's shoddy start.
It's been I was so full of energy. I really thought tonight's is going to be a humdinger. We have had... Last night's was a little bit rubbish. We talked about planes for way too long. But
some of it. It was good. It was good, Ian.
But the last two weeks, up until yesterday, the shows have been out of this world.
Well, I heard the rest of them this week. They were blinding.
Out of this world. The best we've ever done.
I didn't hear it the week before. I was in France.
Brilliant. Oh, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. It was probably even better than this week.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, they were good. Seriously, I'm not just saying that. I'm not blowing my own trumpet, partly because I haven't got one, but they were good.
I've got to tell you something about France, actually, very, very good.
It's very stinky.
No, well, I didn't notice, but something I noticed was their approach to Le Pigeon.
Yes.
Fantastic Le Pigeon control. Nearest person to it just gives it Le Kick. Fantastic.
Really? But you can't kick pigeons, because what your foot goes for it, even if you sneak up behind them and slowly, they have like a force field around them. They know when your foot is nearby and they fly away.
I did have a friend who could do it, actually. It was quite funny. But what it does is it stops them settling, so they never really settle. No. Do you know what I mean?
Are you allowed to take a net and just throw them over them and catch them and cook them?
I think you can, yeah.
Okay, fine, I might do that this weekend.
Probably get very ill.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fine. As long as you wash it.
You'll end up with claw feet that are all manky.
They've got the manky... I've never seen a pigeon that isn't manked up in some way.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
They're not an attractive sight.
And then idiots feed them.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Paul, we haven't got many calls tonight. I'm a little bit worried.
Oh, well, don't worry, I'm here.
Oh, well, that's another reason why I'm worried.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Hey, listen, I've called for some advice, Ian.
Go on, fella, I can give it.
Look, I'm doing a one-man show next week for one night only.
Sorry?
give me some advice.
What do you mean, what kind of one-man show are you doing?
You know that book I'm writing about driving women? I won't say too much about it, because we've got young years.
Well, no, you're driving ladies of the night around. You were. There's been a previous incarnation, yes?
I was, and it's all based on the conversations I had with those women.
Yes.
And it's a 20-minute piece. I'm sort of doing... I did one a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bolt them all together and make an hour show.
Okay, sounds exciting.
But give me some advice, Ian.
Paul, stay there. I'll give you some advice in a second. 0845 60 6093. This is something I can get into. If you've got any advice for Paul, give us a call. It's the Travel News Now. It's Alan.
And if you're heading onto the M1, it's still very slow heading out of town from Junction 5 at Watford up to 8 at Hemel Hempstead after a broken down car at the start of the roadworks. That's now been moved out of the way. The A40 is crawling out of town from the northern roundabout in White City through to Savoy Circus with a broken down car there. And the M25 Western stretch is still slow anti-clockwise, 15 to 12. That's the M4 to the M3. The A23 Brixton Road is partially blocked into town just after the South Circular with a breakdown. And now getting details in of problems in the city. At Cannon Street, it's been shut westbound with a crash, and that's causing queues all the way back to London Bridge. Do keep your updates coming in as well, though. 08000 68 60 80. Now, if you're heading onto the trains, of course, big disruption continues on Silverlink because of strike action. So just to recap on the situation, no Silverlink services in and out of Euston for the rest of the evening, so that means no trains to Watford Junction, Tring or Northampton. There's also no service between Richmond and Stratford or between Watford Junction and St Albans Abbey, and only a very limited service between Wilston Junction and Clapham Junction and between Gospel Oak and Barking. Good news is, if you're using the tubes as an alternative, they are running okay. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update's in half an hour.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
This week on Nick Ferrari at breakfast,
the school in Catford that had the children line up for class photographs according to their skin colour. Karen's in Catford. You haven't heard about this row at all.
As soon as I heard, I called several parents and said, tune in to 97.3 LBC.
Leslie's in Richmond. Leslie, fascinating conversation today.
Is it?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I've never heard a discussion about umbilical cords like that in my life.
Hi, Felicity.
Hello, my blood is boiling.
Tell me why.
Because I've had an abortion. Right. You will never know what it's like to be in that situation.
So what will happen next week? Listen Monday morning from 7. Nick Ferrari at breakfast. LBC 97.3.
If you have hip or knee osteoarthritis and have been suffering from chronic pain for more than 3 months, the Barts Pain Research Group would like to hear from you. We're looking for people over the age of 40 to take part in a study that looks at the pain relief gained from taking a new, strong painkiller. Candidates need to have been taking painkillers for at least 1 month of hearing this commercial. If you want to help, call the Barts Pain Research Group on 020 7601 7314. That's 020 7601 7314.
LBC 97.3 is making your business our business as we celebrate Small Business Week 2007 with BT Local Business. All next week, James O'Brien will be asking leading business experts and entrepreneurs how they got started and the advice they'd give to smaller businesses needing to compete in today's increasingly competitive market. There's loads happening across London all week too, thanks to BT Business and its small business partners. Log on to lbc.co.uk and listen to James O'Brien weekday mornings from 10 all next week for Small Business Week 2007 with BT Local Business and LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
So, Paul, you're doing a one-man show.
Yeah.
You need advice.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing? Are you reading or are you performing it or what?
No, I've learnt it all and I'm standing up and performing it, and I just jump from character to character, play all the characters without any props or anything.
Well, here's one bit of advice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do a comedy Indian voice.
No, I've not got anything like that.
No. They're not so popular as they once were.
No.
I don't know if you've learnt it. Just do it, you know. Just relax and enjoy it and just slow down a little bit. You'll be going too fast at the start. Just slow down a bit.
Slow down.
Just slow down. Slow down a little bit. Slow down a little bit more than you think you need to, because you won't be able to judge it, and you'll be going too fast. Probably. I don't know. That's
okay.
It. That's it, really.
Thank you.
And just enjoy it. You see, the thing is, enjoy it. Don't you know? Try and savor the moment of doing it, because it will be over before you know it, and you'll be like, man, what happened there?
It does go very quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It goes very, very quick. So just enjoy. When and where are you doing this, Paul?
I'm doing this on Tuesday night at Theatre in the Pound at the Cockpit Theatre, just off Church Street near Edgware Road, just off Lisson Grove. Oh, okay.
I don't know it, but I'm sure it's going to be excellent.
It's a nice little theatre there.
Will you give me a call and let me know how it goes?
Yeah, I will do it.
What's happening? Is your book coming out?
Well, I'm now getting back to it and finishing it. I had some problems for a while because of my bike crash I had, and I've just been paid out for that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm back writing now. And I got myself back in the mood by writing a play, which I think, I don't know, Radio 4 are looking at it.
Oh, that's
cool. Good.
Mark Dolan was trying to talk me back in. Mark Dolan, who was in for Paul Ross earlier this afternoon, was trying to talk me into doing stand-up comedy again. And I kind of said to him, yeah, all right, go on then.
So really?
I want to do it, but as I've said many, many times before, I've completely lost my bottle. Completely.
If you don't enjoy it, don't do it.
Yeah, but I want to do something that's like proper comedy. Whereas this is a funny show, I think, anyway. But it's still...
It is.
But it's still a little bit of presenting, do you know what I mean? And presenting's not, it's not a proper job, it's a dossy job. Whereas you're doing a little bit of stand-up. I don't know, I want something a little bit more, a little bit more dangerous.
Danger.
I want some danger, Paul.
Ah,
I want a little bit of dirty danger,
it.
Yeah.
It is great, isn't it? There's nothing quite like it.
Well, there's some things quite like it. But I don't do those things anymore. So, yeah, that'll have to do instead. Whereas this is not... there's no danger in doing this. You come in, you do it, and you go home. That's it, you know. I know the rules, and I pull the rules every now and then and go up to the wall, and but that's it, really.
Oh, well, get out there and do a night... Do a short set up at the comedy store.
All right, fine, I'll do it next week. I'm there.
Yeah.
Paul, give us a call, let us know. Oh, you haven't got any gadgets, have you? Because this is what I thought was going to be the topic of the evening. Gadgets... And no one has phoned in with any gadgets.
I don't, but I've got one quick question.
Yes, boss.
Do I need a visa for the States?
Yeah, what are you doing over there?
I'm going to go over and buy some bikes.
Yeah, you need a visa.
Oh, really?
They changed the law. Anyone going to the visa. I think, was it last year or was it this year? Maybe in this year. Anyone going to the States, even for a break, needs a visa. I need to get a visa. I'm going to the States in December. Yeah. Eugene.
Good evening.
Good evening, Eugene.
I want to show off tonight, is that right?
Yeah, go for it, my friend, you know what to do.
I've got a radio control car, a petrol car, goes 55 miles an hour. I've got a radio control helicopter, which goes very high. And I've got a Mercedes convertible, and I'm only 23, bye!
Well done, good lad. I always wanted a radio controlled helicopter, and when I got on telly... and was earning, you know, well, I guess what you would consider, what I consider at the time to be silly money. I went to Hamleys and other toy stores to buy a radio-controlled helicopter. They cost a fortune. They're about, like, 400 quid, 600 quid, something like that. I thought, I don't care, man, I don't care. I'm going to get one. But then you have to build them. You can't buy one that's already made. So you've got to build it. And it's not just like you stick this on and stick that on and glue it together. You've got to pretty much build it from scratch. And so I thought, stuff that. Simple as 0845 60 60 93. Chris, how can we get no calls and gadgets? Tempt them up with another gadget. Give them another gadget. Let's tease the listeners and get them calling in with their gadgets.
All right, this gadget is also courtesy of Paul Sylvester.
Oh, okay. It's
a box of extra long matches, because you know when candles burn, the wick kind of disappears down in the centre of the candle, and it's really hard to get a normal size match down there without burning your fingers. Look at the size of those.
So it's a safety match?
Yeah.
That's not a gadget?
Isn't it?
No, of course it's not a gadget. This is a gadget. This...
What?
This can opener that I've never used. I'm excited. We'll do it after 8 o'clock, because I'm excited. This can opener, opening this can of chickpeas... I'm actually saying that. I don't know how it works.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't know how it... Oh, it goes on like that.
Has it got batteries?
Yeah, it's got batteries in. I'm tempted to do it now.
What's the definition? What's a gadget, then?
Well, a gadget's like something that's cool, man. It's generally electrical.
Look at these matches, they're way cool.
But they're just matches.
Yeah, but look at the size of them.
Gary, back me up. That's not a gadget, is it? It's just matches.
Ah.
Sorry, mate. You snooze, you lose. That doesn't count at all. But this does, and we'll do this a bit later on. Okay. Cassie.
Hello.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I want to show off.
Go on then, my love.
I live in a £3 million house.
Oh, sweet.
I have... a Mercedes convertible.
Oh, okay.
And I danced with Mick Jagger.
Oh. Well done. We'll have that one. You can show off about anything, it would seem. And that's the beauty of Show Off Friday. Now, another thing I want to mention, actually, is it turns out that Chris and I are bored of the internet. Actually bored of it, to the point where we come in now and we do work. Instead, we've done... We check the MySpace, we check the Facebook... Check those in like 3 minutes. I'm bored of eBay because there's no more toot I need to buy. So is that what we need is a new website for us to entertain us. So is there any... I don't want anything, you know, a bit twee or you know, a little bit... I want a good, meaty website that I can sort of vaguely get obsessed with and really sink my teeth into. Does anybody know anything? What's the new website that the kids are on? Not in, you know, that way, but where they're, you know, hanging out. Again, not like that. A new website that Chris and I can sink our teeth into, please. 0845 60 60 973. We will speak to Martin and Charlotte after this.
Bob, Gordon, emergency. My email's down. I know it's Sunday evening. I don't need my IT Johnny to tell me that. What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to send my chef a last-minute change for my menu.
If your IT at work breaks down, you want it fixed there and then, whatever time of day it is. With an instant IT breakdown recovery service from BT, you get 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts. So whatever size your business, you'll be back doing what you do best in no time.
I don't care if you're having roast chicken with all the trimmings and the stuffing. If you don't sort it out, I'll personally stuff you. Bob. Bob.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT, visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yes, Martin, what have you got?
Kambonwa. I'm going to blow your mind slightly. Maybe, I don't know. You might be impressed, I don't know. Anyway, in 1975...
Yes.
I was under 16, in Poland, on a youth holiday, but I had free time for an evening. I was meant to be at my uncle's, and I snuck out. I was on stage with a pop band, one of the biggest pop bands of that era. Can you guess who?
The Bay City Rollers.
No! That was a girl's band. This was a bloke's band.
You were on stage with a bloke's band, Earth, Wind & Fire.
No!
The Average White Band.
75.
At 19... Yes.
No, not yes.
Am I getting closer?
No. Pop.
Pop. The Glitter Band?
Oh, you're now getting closer, yeah, but not the Glitter Band.
Not T-Rex?
No. Getting closer.
Okay. Sweet.
Even closer. I got one step away now.
Mud.
Yes!
I wish we'd stopped at Sweet, I'll be honest.
Oh, no, but I was in Poland. I mean, I'm in a hotel.
Yes.
And back then, you see, if you had a pound on the black market, that was like £100.
Wow.
So you went to a hotel, the equivalent of the Hilton.
Yes.
You went to their top cafe with your friends. You sat down. We were all 15, 16-year-olds back then.
Yes.
And for a pound, you'd have as much as you could drink, as much as you could eat. And at the table behind us, was this group of guys speaking English, which is very rare back then to, you know, meet other English people in Poland.
Yeah.
And we leaned over, and they turned out to be Mud. So we asked them for their autographs. They asked us for our autographs. And then they said, any of you lot want to come along for the concert tonight? Because their translator was absolutely hopeless.
What?
Hardly spoke any Polish.
What was... I can't remember, Marcia. I can't remember what Mud's big hit was.
Tiger Feet. That's right.
I thought that was...
Tiger Feet.
Are you sure that... I thought that was the Sweet.
No, was it? No.
I thought the Sweet did Mud. Tiger Feet. The Sweet did Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz. Yeah, that was the Sweet.
Well, we need someone to call in very quickly. 0845...
I remember. I was 60... out of my head by the evening.
60973. What the hell was Mud's biggest hit? Was it really Tiger Feet? It could have been, I suppose. They were a little bit... Martin, you've not blown my mind, and you've not... Oh, hang on a second.
Oh.
Let me just take line 9 very quickly.
I'll show off, then.
Hang on. Line 9, what was their big hit?
Who's?
Mud.
Tiger Feet, is
it not? Oh, is that what you called in about?
No.
Oh, OK, well, I'll hand you... Chris, if you could take line 9 off our hands for us, please. Oh, hang on, let's just try... Line 10, what was Mud's big hit?
Tiger Feet.
Who are you?
I'm Victoria.
Did they have any other hits?
Did they have any other... They did a Christmas one, I'll Be Lonely at Christmas.
It'll be lonely this Christmas.
The Cat Crept In as well, they did that as well.
They did what?
The Cat Crept In.
You... Now you're making those up now.
That's my song, actually.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Martin, that counts as neither a show-off nor a blowing of my mind.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't impress you enough there. But how about another show-off, then?
Oh, for goodness. All right, only because we're desperate for calls.
All right, a show-off. Here we go.
Yes.
I had a fully-fledged Lotus sports car, which I purchased before I was 30.
Right,
brand new.
I'm cutting you off. What is he? He's not grasped the concept at all. It's a very simple one. You phone up, you show off. Simple as. Charlotte?
Hello, Ian.
Can I come to you after the news?
Yes.
Much appreciated. Right. 0845 60 60 973. We're looking for gadgets. We're looking for the new internet website, please. And we're looking for you to show off and or blow my mind. 0845 60 60 973. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, jailed for trying to groom a 12-year-old, a Met police scientist is locked up. Shut down in Streatham, armed police patrol the streets, and why Wandsworth say Ken's got it wrong on housing. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Jonathan Savage. A former Met police scientist has been jailed after a reporter caught him out trying to groom a 12-year-old girl. Paul Rogers, who used to work in Haringey, used an internet chat room to arrange to meet with what he thought was a child, but it was a 20-year-old journalist dressed to look the part who turned up to meet him. Detective Sergeant Nick Duffield, who led the investigation, told LBC what it was like investigating a colleague.
It didn't affect it in any way whatsoever, and it's a point that I'd like to make, is that we, quite clearly in this area of work, we don't discriminate. I don't care, my colleagues don't care whether they're police officers, whether they're working for the government, whether they're working for a local building firm. If they have a sexual interest in children, we will develop our techniques in order to track these people down and bring them to book.
There's going to be armed police patrols in South London this weekend over fears of further violence after a man was shot dead in Streatham High Road. 35-year-old Gary Guthrie was killed in Streatham High Road early on Monday morning. Several bars and clubs aren't going to open at all this weekend after discussions with the police. A wonderful and beloved father and grandfather, that from the son of 84-year-old Mendel Weber from Wembley, who died following an argument with a group of children at a bus stop last week. He suffered a head injury just yards from his home. Police are treating his death as murder. A 13-year-old boy has appeared in court charged with GBH in connection with the incident. Ken Livingstone's criticised Wandsworth Council for not making adequate plans to meet the borough's needs for affordable homes for rent. It comes as the National Housing and Planning Advice Unit claims not enough new homes are being built and a whole generation risks being left off the property ladder. Wandsworth Cabinet Member for Housing Martin Johnson's told LBC Mayor Ken is too rigid with his demands.
He seems to want an exact proportion on every site that becomes available. Well, life's not like that. There are some locations where there is already a preponderance of socially rented housing. There are other areas where there is a distinct shortage. And I think if he looked at our programmes, he could get a much fairer share.
If you're away from your radio and you want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's top travel story at the moment in the city, Cannon Street is currently closed westbound. That's because of an accident causing delays back to London Bridge. London's weather, it's still rather cloudy tonight. Lows of 10 degrees Celsius. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7:43. It'll be mainly cloudy on Saturday, but there's more of a chance the cloud will break up to allow a bit of sunshine through during the afternoon. Highs of 17. LBC, it's 8:03.
Listen again. With LBC Plus, you can click and listen. Find out more by logging on to lbc.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Candy from Accelerate Recruitment, and I'm offering jobs to all you lucky truckers. I want Class 1 HGV drivers to go up and down the country from Northamptonshire and the Midlands. I'm offering flexible hours and a very generous package. So call me. My number? 0800-954-917-0.
Class 1 HGV drivers. Call Accelerate Recruitment on 0800-954-917-0 or text HGV to 80010.
First, clear some space. Next, get a chopping board. Make it heavy. I like marble. Then pick up your mouse, hold the little blighter tight. Then in one swift movement, slam it on the board. Then again. Nice. Then again. And again and again. Oh, work, please!
There is a way to get your IT problems off your hands, whatever size your business. It's called BT IT Manager. It's like an instant breakdown recovery service for your IT with 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts so you can get back to doing what you do best in no time.
Right, that's it. It's the blender for you, sunshine.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT, visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Okay, so we're asking for the new website. Don't try and trick Chris by telling him in a porno one. We're checking them out before you come on air. You can't sneak a porno one. How many naughty websites have they tried to sneak past you?
That's the third or fourth
just
one.
Just don't. Well, I mean, you know, thanks, because we'll have a look at it in our own time. But we're looking for the new website. MySpace, Facebook, I'm bored of it now. The internet's got a little bit boring. Who'd have thought that? It's virtually infinite. It's almost infinite. And yet we're bored of it. Make the internet exciting for me, please. If you could, it'd be good. Anyway, I'll do this very quickly, because did you know... I'm reading this now. This isn't, you know, me doing a thing. This is a read. Did you know up to 50% of Londoners are single, are they? Oh. If you're fed up after a string of dating disasters and meddling friends trying to set you up... Listen Friday night, that's tonight, at 10, that's in 2 hours' time, with Jim Davis for his essential guide to finding, seducing, and then doing your perfect partner. He'll be joined in the studio by Hilly Marshall, a top relationship expert to advise you on the dating minefield. Now, why didn't they ask me to go? I can go and help with relationships and stuff. I know loads of stuff about relationships, girls and boys and all of that. And I'm like modern, I don't mind anything goes.
If you're single, the fact that there's 50% single people out there, that's great news, isn't it?
But imagine if the 50%, all of them... were men. Now, if you're a gay man, that's you, that's great. But if all of the 50% of Londoners, if half of the Londoners are single, are men. What does that mean, Chris?
I don't know. You just set me up to a point that I can't explain.
No, I couldn't work out where I was going with it. What it means is it's not very hopeful, and I doubt even this Hilly Marshall woman could sort that. Maybe she can. I don't know. I don't know how the stats work out. But Jim Davis, 10 o'clock, he'll sort it all out for you. Right. Charlotte.
Hello, Ian.
I confused things there, and I think I made Jim show... Hopefully Jim can forgive me for confusing things and doing him a disservice. It's an excellent, excellent show.
You're sounding really stressed.
I feel stressed. Feel stressed.
Well, you've got the weekend coming.
It's the freaking weekend. And I'm going to have a lovely weekend. Tonight, I'm going to go home, stay up all night playing computer games. Tomorrow, I have a Japanese lesson at 10. Then at 12, I'm going to the hygienist to have my teeth scraped.
Oh dear.
Then after that, I'm going to go home and watch Battlestar Galactica all day. I'm going to finish Series 2 tomorrow, probably. Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Yeah.
What made me ring?
Yes.
You heard someone talk about pigeons.
Yes.
Pigeons? Well, I've got a bit of a pigeon problem.
Uh-oh.
Well, we've got some large conifer trees.
Oh, yes.
In front of our house. So
yes.
We've got pigeons in them.
All right.
Nesting.
Yeah, sure.
And they're quite huge. I didn't realise pigeons were so big.
Pigeons are massive. They're one of the biggest birds to begin with P. They're huge. I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. We were seeing nests on the ground, you know, and there's quite a lot. And we've got another tree over the other side with berries on, and they keep flying over the other side
eating the berries
and go back to the conifer trees.
Right, what you could do, and I don't know the legality of this, but you could coat the berries in, I don't know, glue or poison, something like that. Pigeon poison, kill them.
Are they classed as pests? Pests.
P-E-S-T-S. Pests?
Which is pests.
Pets.
Pests. P-E-S-T-S.
They are pests.
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 Are they classed as pests?
Pests.
Pigeons.
Pets.
You're confusing me.
I'm confused. What class is what?
Pests. P-E-S-T-S.
Are they classed as pests?
Classed as pests.
Pets. Pests.
Yes.
Are they classed as pests?
Yes.
And let me ask, Chris?
Yeah?
Pigeons?
Yeah?
Are they classed as pests? P-E-S-T-S?
Yeah, I've got three at home.
Yeah, they're pets. No, pests. Did you say pets, Charlotte?
Pets.
P-E-S-T-S. Pets. Pets.
Pests.
Are they classed as pets?
Yeah.
He's got three. I don't know if that helps.
No, I don't know. My partner says we should get rid of them.
Does she?
I don't know. No, my... No.
Oh, is your boyfriend. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, my boyfriend. No. I don't know how to get rid of them.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I know how to get rid. I know how to get rid of squirrels from your attic.
Right.
But that's useless in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, they're quite big, and they seem look quite a lot of nests on the floor.
Well, what you need to do, cut the tree back.
Yeah.
Cut the tree back and just leave up signs saying pigeons go home. We don't like you pigeons. Stop moving into our trees and taking our nests. That might offend them so much that they don't want to come back anymore.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Charlotte, someone will know, and someone may be bothered to pick up the phone and tell us.
Okay.
Keep listening.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
0845 60 60 973 if you know the answer to that particular predicament. I'm keen to do... What time do you want to do the, I know it's just a can opener. But I'm kind of keen to do it. Oh, whoa!
Are you hungry?
No, it's chickpeas. We can't really eat them. Can you eat just chickpeas? Like, just from the tin? Chickpeas in salted water. They make it sound attractive, don't they? We can put them in the microwave. Oh, hang on a minute. You can microwave these. This might be a break time snack. Empty the contents of the can into... I'm reading how to cook chickpeas. This is how, you know, desperate we are, of course. Empty the contents of the can into a non-metallic container, ensuring water covers chickpeas, then cover, stir well... and drain before serving. I might get you to cook me some chickpeas, Chris.
Huh?
That's right. But how, I'm not quite sure how this...
Trick or treat.
What?
Trick or treat.
What would you mean?
Well, you got to answer.
Why?
Because that's the game.
What game?
The trick or treat game.
But I told you, mate, you're 27, I'm doing a radio show.
Yeah, but trick or treat. Just give me one.
Well, no, neither.
You got to pick one.
I don't want to pick one. You're too old for it.
Trick, then.
Whatever, mate. Whatever.
Trick. Yeah.
Whatever, just do your job.
Yep, trick
me. Idiot. It's Amanda!
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Amanda.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm really tired. I'm looking forward to going home, eating food and watching telly.
Okie dokie. What are you going to watch tonight, then?
Well, I say watch telly, I mean play computer games.
All right.
That's what I mean. I was trying to not sound as much of a geek as I actually am.
Okay.
Telly's rubbish on a Friday night, isn't it?
I'm not sure, really. I just wanted to show off.
Oh, go show off and then slam the phone down.
Please. What it is that about 3 weeks ago I was in Sainsbury's, a woman came up to me and said, basically, your kids are really, really nice and my husband's a designer. And I said, okay, then. And she said, can we take some photos of them?
Oh, hello.
Like the designer clothes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But the designer stuff is worn by Gwyneth Paltrow's kids, Madonna's kids, Britney Spears' kids, and they're on the website now, and it's Lippers with Attitude, and my son is the best-looking one.
Well done. Well done. For a second, I was worried where I thought we were going to that forensic expert, but well done, Amanda. Thank you for that. That's a perfect example of the showing off. You phone up, you show off, you slam the phone down. The showing off can be about anything, and we're going to do this every Friday. It can be about something you've done today, something your kids have done, something you've done in your life. You can show off and do that. Oh, excuse me. Also looking for you to blow my mind. Has anyone called in about gadgets? No. Not one. This was going to be the big show. This was the big thing tonight. It was going to be gadgets. No one has called it... Oh, I can do this. I know how to break the system now, how to make this go without it being on a can. Just press that in. Anyway. So no one has called in about gadgets.
I've got a wicked gadget.
Go on, then.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on. What is it?
It's a little tape recorder. Listen. Ready?
I've got a wicked gadget. Do you want to hear it?
That is wicked. That is wicked. That is brilliant. Okay, fair play. Two out of three, Chris. That's good. Good effort there. Good effort. Sam.
Ian, hi. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. I think I can show off and give you a good website
Oh, good work. Okay, go on.
Because I designed it.
Oh, all right then. What is it?
Well, you're familiar, are you not, with the music of the legendary Klaus Harmony?
Oh, whoa! You just hold your horses there, young man. You're talking about the man who writes songs like this. This song title is so rude, I can't even say the second word. It begins with C.
It's good though, isn't it?
This is my favourite. He writes music for pawns in the 70s. Yes, I'm aware of him. Sam? Sam? Oh, I've turned I turned your fader down. Sorry, I was got excited. Yes, go on.
Well, I designed the website for Klaus, and we just updated it today.
Go on, let's have it.
Album.
Let's have it.
Well, it's klausharmony.com.
Klausharmony.com. Let's have a little look. There he is. Oh, I've been here before, the Mozart of Porn. Yes, yes, yes. You can hear stuff like this. But it's not... I like it, Sam. It's good. It's brilliant. But it's not exactly going to be the new Facebook or the new MySpace, is it?
No, it's not a social networking site, but I just have to let you know that, you know, the new album is on there and...
Well plugged, sir. Sam, thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
He is a genius. And here's a song called... This song's called Gay Showers Punch-Up Montage. Absolutely true. The man's a genius. Right, thank you for that, Sam. 0845 6060 973. Not quite the website we're looking for, though. We need something that's going to grab our attention when really we should be working. Travel news now, Alan Joyce.
And if you're heading on to the M1, still very slow heading out of town. If you're going up from Junction 6 at Bricketwood up to 8 at Hemel Hempstead towards the roadworks section after a breakdown, there's now been an accident on the opposite side of the carriageway, blocking a lane just by Junction 9 for the A5. The A23 Brixton Road is partially blocked into town just after the South Circular Road with a breakdown. And Cannon Street in the city is currently closed westbound with an accident. And that is now causing delays all the way back over London Bridge. And there are also delays in the city, of course, because Fleet Street is still closed westbound for repairs. And that's causing delays on New Bridge Street. To add your updates on those, 08000 68 60 80. Now, on the trains, virtually all Silverlink trains are suspended for the rest of the evening because of today's planned strike. They're not running anything out of Euston for the rest of the night, and just about all of their other metro services are now suspended. There's literally just one more train in each direction between Wilston Junction and Clapham Junction, but everything else is not running now. If you're heading on to First Connect, though, they've got delays of around 20 minutes between Streatham and Blackfriars after a signal failure. And on the Tubes, the District Line now has delays after a signal failure at Earls Court. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next updates in half an hour.
Outspoken and controversial film director and food critic Michael Winner joins Jenny Eclair this Saturday morning from 11, LBC 97.3.
If you have hip or knee osteoarthritis and have been suffering from chronic pain for more than 3 months, the Barts Pain Research Group would like to hear from you. We're looking for people over the age of 40 to take part in a study that looks at the pain relief gained from taking a new, strong painkiller. Candidates need to have been taking painkillers for at least 1 month of hearing this commercial. If you want to help, call the Barts Pain Research Group on 020 7601 7314. That's 020 7601 7314.
If you're thinking of starting your own business, Business Matters with James Max and Lloyds TSB is essential listening. Every Sunday afternoon from 5, join James as he talks to business experts who will be on hand to give you information and guidance on going it alone. You can also track the progress of the startup business that won £20,000 thanks to Lloyds TSB. For details, log on to lbc.co.uk. Business Matters with James Max and Lloyds TSB for the journey. LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yes, yes, yes. 0845 6060 973. It's Friday night. I'm knackered. By the end of the week, I'm just knackered. All I've done is just sit in the chair and mess around 3 hours a night. It's not exactly... I know it's not a real job. Don't worry. I'm not, you know. But I'm really, really tired. Chris, are you tired?
Yes, yeah, Friday, isn't it?
It's a crazy Friday. Who has been here the longest? Mark has. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, Ian.
Oh, dear, you're right.
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Okay.
I've got two new things for you. I can either blow your mind first or show off, and I think I'll blow your mind.
Go on, then, blow my mind.
Right, I'm the first person to broadcast live on LBC 97.3, live from the bottom of grave, on Man Boobs O'Brien Show.
Hang on a second. Why were you in the bottom of a grave?
Because he asked me to go down there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep, yeah.
So you've not blown my mind, though, Mark. This doesn't blow my mind, but James O'Brien's always getting people to jump into graves.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah, it's his running gag.
Oh, right. Oh, and my show-off is then.
Yeah.
I stayed at Dave King's house, who was a very famous presenter and broadcaster and had his own show on BBC.
Yes.
And also, my aunt is best friends with Rula Lenska, and when she was with Dennis Waterman as well, they used to come round to the house for dinner.
That's a good one. Thank you, Mark. Well... Oh, he's muffed up slamming the phone down. Mark, you not put the phone down, you muppet. Mark, you've not put the phone down. There we go, he's done it now. Good lad. Right. Now, that's a good show-off. I don't know what the first one was, but the one about being friends with Rula Lenska when she was married to Dennis Waterman, I'll have that. Caroline.
Hello, Ian.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm disappointed, because I keep seeing pictures of the new Doctor Who with Peter Davison as Doctor Who.
And it isn't real.
Well, it is, but it's only for comic relief or children in need or something, so it's going to be rubbish.
They need to do it properly.
They need to do a proper getting the two Doctors together. Why don't they? It will be a brilliant episode.
Tell them about it and get them to do it. Have some influence.
I will... Right, goddammit, I'm going to phone up the BBC and get them to do it. It will be brilliant. It's, because it's for comic relief or whatever, it means it's going to be absolutely bobbins.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Never mind. Anyway, Caroline.
I have again, two things for you. A celebrity has given me money.
Oh, yeah, we did ask that. Thank you for reminding me that. We were asking, has a celebrity ever asked to use your phone or given you money? What celebrity gave you money, Caroline?
It was Huey Green.
Opportunity Knocks?
Yes.
Okay, I'm old enough to remember him, just.
I wasn't, and I had no idea who he was.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was he giving you money for?
He was giving me a tip, because he came to a restaurant I worked in.
Yeah.
And we stayed late and made him a sandwich, and he gave me a tip.
I bet it wasn't a very big tip, was it?
It was more than a sandwich at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was £2.50.
Okay, well, you're the first genuine call celebrities giving someone money, so well done. You're winning so far.
Thank you.
And you've got a website for us, have you?
Yes. You may have seen it before. Oh. I don't know if Velvet will like it much.
Uh-oh.
It's called Stuff on My Cat.
Oh, no, this is brilliant. Yes, hang on, let me get this up. Stuffonmycat.com, because I have seen this. I did try and take some pictures to send to that, actually, of Velvet.
They don't stay still long enough, though.
No. Really, well, she kind of does. She just sits there looking at you. Oh, God, what's that? What's the... Oh, they're just wet cats. Look, the first page is wet cats.
I haven't looked at it for a while.
Oh, go and look, because it's just pictures of wet cats. And then it's a cat that's rubbing its teeth on a wooden crocodile.
Yeah, that's why my cat's just come in the room as well.
Oh, look, and there's a cat in a cement mixer. There's a cat that's pretending to be dead, and it's got a sign that's saying, please give an animal the chance this kitten never had.
Oh, that's sad.
And there's a cat that looks like Velvet with ducks, little ducks. But yeah, it's a brilliant website where there are stuff on cats. And I've done it to Velvet. I've put, like, remote controls and video game controllers on her, and she just sits there looking at you as if to say, I know what you're doing.
Mental.
I know what you're doing. It's not funny. I'll sit here for a bit and then I'm going. And she'll just slowly get up, look at you and say, get stuffed, and walk off.
Such a look of disgust do they give you, just like you freak, leaving me alone.
Have you seen the kitty porn site?
No, I haven't, no.
I think it might be kittyporn.com, I'm not sure. And all it is just cats lying on their back with their legs open. It is the funniest... Don't worry for anyone. It's not properly rude. It's not vulgar. It is the... Let me just see if it is kittyporn.com, because it's a brilliant site. Hang on. Kittyporn.com. Yeah, that's it. And it's...
Go on that as well.
I'll make sure it is the right one before I send people... Oh, look at that. It's just a cat with its legs wide open. It's disgusting. It's shameful. These cats have got no shame.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, hang on, then it does go to a rude site, so be careful. Right, thank you for that, Caroline.
No.
Cheers, bye-bye. It does have a little link to a naughty site, so be careful where you do look. Right, 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Oh, it's our first call about gadgets, is it, Rink?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Oh, it's only taken an hour and 23 minutes for someone to call up with a gadget.
Sorry, I just turned on and I just heard it and I thought... I have a gadget.
It's not your fault, my friend. It's the fault of everybody else who's too lazy to call me. What have you got for us, sir?
Okay, basically, I run a website. We get sent a lot of stuff, as in promo stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've been testing this thing for 2 days now, and it's quite good, actually.
Go on.
It's called NapZap.
NapZap?
Yeah, basically, it goes in your ear, like an earpiece, and it prevents you from falling asleep while driving.
Right.
So it senses, if your head goes forward more than 30 degrees,
yeah,
it buzzes in your ear and it wakes you up.
But supposing... Now, excellent. Safety on the road, always important.
Right, absolutely.
Supposing you fall asleep and your head goes to the side.
Still, it takes into account.
Okay, supposing it goes back.
Still takes into account.
Have you got it there?
Yeah, I have.
Can you fall asleep for us and let us hear it?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to really know... Well, I suppose I could, but I think it's a bit dangerous at 30 miles an hour.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Ring. I thought you pulled over.
Oh, no. I've got my hands free. Oh, my God.
All right, well, Rick, thank you for that.
Shall I send you one?
Yeah, go on, then.
All right, I'll send you one, because they sent me about 10.
All right, yeah, nice one.
Can I plug my website?
Yeah, go on, then.
thewatchfactory.co.uk will be selling it soon.
Good lad. Thank you very, very much. OK, right. I didn't hear what he said, so that's fine. Right. Steve.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Steve. Yeah, go on.
Hello. Yeah. I want to recommend a website to you. Changed my life completely.
OK, go on. What is it?
www.stumbleupon.com.
Stumble... upon... dot com. Now, is this... Because all the sites we've had so far, they've been good, but they're not exactly going to take us, you know, fill up our days. Is this going to fill up my day?
I'm telling you now, like you, completely bored.
Yeah.
Stumbled upon this.
Yeah.
It will change your life. You put in your profile, download the application, click on it, you'll be clicking on it all night, what? And it takes you to websites that you're interested in.
Well, hang on a second. What am I downloading? I'm not going to do it on these computers, because these computers are rubbish, but I might do it at home. What would I be downloading?
It's like a Google, it's like the toolbar on your browser, and it's a button, and you get recommended websites, you put in your profile, whatever you're interested in, photography, jokes, sociology, anything like that.
I'm interested in jokes about photographic sociologists, so that's perfect for me.
It's a good one. Stumped upon it.
But what kind of sites does it take you to?
Anything you like. Anything you're interested in, it will take you to. My profile's got things like jokes and whatever, and it takes...
Sociology.
Humorous sites have been recommended by other people.
And are the sites any good, or are they a bit guff?
No, they are seriously good, and you could recommend your sites that you're interested in, you could recommend, and they'll end up on other people's profiles. It's really, really good.
Steve, do you think this is going to revitalise the internet for a bored, middle-aged man like me?
And me.
Oh, all right. Steve, I'm doing it this weekend. Thank you for that.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, boss. There we go. We've got to be careful. Thank you for that. That does look quite interesting. We're looking for something to replace MySpace and Facebook, and just the whole internet is dull. But we don't want people just filling up plugging their websites, because that's as dull as the internet. No one, surprisingly, has phoned up to express any excitement about American football coming to this country. No one cares about it, because it's rubbish. It's a stupid game. It does go on forever, because they just keep stop, start. But yeah, I don't know. Where is it? Is it the O2 they're doing it? Is it Wembley O2? Something like
Wembley.
That? Wembley O2. Is it?
The Wembley O2, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They're doing it at the Wembley O2. So someone must be going. Are you going? What, if you're going, could you give me a call and let me know why? Because it...
I can just tell you now.
What?
I'm not going.
No, not you. I'm talking to the listener.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you. It's Trixie!
Yay! Hi, you're sounding very tasty tonight.
Whoa, what? You're sounding hot as well.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I've got something that you've got.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What is it? It's not the dips and dabs, is it?
It's no. It's an electronic can opener.
Oh, is it the One Touch?
Yeah, brilliant.
Is it? I've not used it yet. I've got my tin of chickpeas here, which is...
Oh, you sound so excited.
Well, I am excited. I've never done it before. I got it the other day.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
And how cool is it?
Very, because I'm left-handed, and I can never get my hand around those bloody cans.
I don't get how a left-hander can't operate a can opener.
Well, I can, but I have problems with my wrist. It gets very stiff. So it's much easier with a can opener like that.
So it's okay. So there is actually some practical use to it.
Very, yes. I mean, you know, if you really can't manage to, you know, so my old can openers are really stiff.
Yeah.
Not nice.
Did yours come with like a big green sort of plastic thing?
I can't remember now.
Mine came with like a big green plastic thing, and I looked at it and just threw it in the bin. Now I'm worried that I might need that at some point. I don't know what it was though.
No, I'm sure. Is that a wall mounter or something?
No, it was like
a different one for me.
No, I don't know what it was. Well,
where did you get it from, Mel?
I don't know. It was a present. It came in the post. I think my girlfriend ordered it after seeing the advert.
Lakeland Plastics, possibly, because that's where I got mine from.
I don't know. I said I wanted it, and a few days later, my girlfriend said,
"I saw that, and I thought I'm getting that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really going to be useful."
It's revolutionized your life and the way you open cans.
It has.
Genius.
It's fabulous, and it only operates on two little batteries.
Well, I will be opening this can after the news.
All right, can I just show off?
Very quickly.
I can catch a bird in a crowded pub.
What, that's the beauty of showing off. What the hell, she can catch a bird in a crowded pub? Isn't that genius? Kaz?
Huh?
Can I come to you after the news?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Thank you, Kaz. Stay there. Right, 0845 6060973 after a slow and faltering start. I think the show is starting to pick up its pace a little bit. The last hour and a half is going to be groundbreaking. We'll speak to Kaz after the news, isn't it?
When one thinks of designer names, one thinks of Bond Street, the home to all things stylish. But for me, the real home of designer names is Ballard's Lane, North Finchley. That's why you'll find the Curtain Factory outlet and all their designer name curtain and upholstery fabric, which they sell for just £6.99 a metre, excluding VAT. It's designer heaven without the hellish price tag. Visit curtainfactoryoutlet.co.uk or call 0208 492 0093. VAT inclusive price, £8.21 per metre.
On 97.3 DAB and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Jonathan Savage. 18 months, that's how much an ex-Met Police forensic scientist will serve after he was exposed trying to groom what he thought was a child. Paul Rogers, who used to work in Haringey, used an internet chat room to arrange to meet what he believed was a 12-year-old girl, but turned out to be a journalist. The shooting dead of a man in Streatham High Road last Monday mornings prompted armed police to take to the streets of South London this evening. Police say they're increasing a visible presence after fears grew of more violence among the community. An entire generation of Londoners may not be able to afford their own homes because of a housing shortage. That's the warning in a report to the government, which estimates an additional 250,000 homes are needed on top of the 3 million already promised by 2020. You can start calling the O2 the Ho-Ho 2. Comedian Lee Evans is set to smash the record for staging the biggest ever live solo comedy gig in North Greenwich. He sold 15,000 tickets for a stand-up show next year at the former Dome. London's travel, Cannon Street in the city, has just reopened westbound after an accident, but there are still delays back to London Bridge. And London's weather for this Friday night, it's still going to be rather cloudy but dry with lows of 10 degrees Celsius. LBC, it's 8:31.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassel.
This is respect.
At cinemas now, rated 18.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good evening.
Well, okay. 0845 6060973. We'll have a recap later on what we're talking about. I really am keen though if a celebrity has ever asked to use your phone or given you cash. That's the main one I want to follow through. Kaz!
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Yeah.
Do it.
No, I was gonna say the woman who called in about the pigeons.
Yes.
I've got a solution for her.
Oh, she's got pigeons living in a tree and she can't get rid of them. They keep nicking her berries. Yes.
What you can do is, because when I was in Australia with seagulls, right?
Right.
We used to take, like, little bread, pieces of bread, right? And we would take painkiller, Panadol, I don't know if you have it here.
Oh, no.
It's similar to, like, paracetamol or painkiller of any sort.
I know where this is going, go on.
Yeah, and you mix it with the bread, yes. And you give it to the seagulls, and, like, you give them 10, 15 minutes, and they drop dead.
Oh, they drop dead?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it burst their insides for some reason. I don't know why.
I thought, because isn't it, if you give a pigeon, is it baking powder? They blow up.
Yeah, well, I've heard of baking powder.
No, I don't know.
Panadol, a painkiller, and you give them 10, 15 minutes and they drop dead.
I think the same thing happens if you give painkiller to a dog as well. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
I think so. Hey, Kaz, can you eat raw chickpeas?
Can I eat raw chickpeas?
Raw chickpeas?
No, it's kind of impossible. You can't do that, can you?
I don't know, I'm asking you, can you?
No, I can't.
Well, no, but can one?
Can one eat? No, you couldn't do that, no.
Why?
You'd probably get sick, because it's not, no.
Are they poisonous?
Not poisonous, but, you know, it's not meant to be eaten raw.
Raw. I'm going to open...
It's hard as well to eat them raw.
I'm going to open a can of chickpeas, and I don't want them to go to waste, and I'm quite hungry. I'm thinking this is an opportunity that is presenting itself, Kaz, for me to satisfy myself.
Well, if they can, then that's different, though.
What?
If they can...
Well, they're in a can, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, you don't know, do you?
No, I don't.
Kaz, thank you for that.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. It's Billy Bragg.
Shall I just hang up? Hello?
No, don't you just hang up.
Oh, sorry.
You do your show off, then you slam the phone down, you muppet.
Okay, well, I've just picked some people up, so do my show off and then I'll go, right?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, right. I've been in David Beckham's house, I've picked up Carl McLaughlin, Will Smith, Pamela Anderson. Hang on, Pamela Anderson, Rick Mal, Cilla Black, Elle McPherson, Jim Broadbent, Cristiano Ronaldo. Are you still there?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Ricky Gervais, Kano, Angela Rippon, Eddie Izzard, and Woody from Cheers. Thank you. Good night.
There we go. That was a show off. We got there in the end. He was going to bottle out, but we got there in the end. We totally got there.
I've got a wicked gadget, right, that's going to help us decide whether we eat the chickpeas or not.
Okay, go on then.
It's like a little disc, okay, which is...
Why has no one called in for this gadget thing? I thought this was... I thought we were onto... We've been trailing this all week.
Yeah.
Gadget special. Oh, well, yeah, since yesterday. We mentioned it twice. Gadget special. No one has called in for the gadgets.
Disappointing. Anyway.
Very disappointing. I take it as a personal slight.
I take it as a snub.
Okay.
It's like a modern-day Magic 8-Ball.
What's that symbol on the front?
I don't know. It's called Threshold. Anyway,
it's got three. Okay.
Anyway, there's all these options on it.
Yeah.
And it options saying...
Where did you get this from?
This is from Giles's desk.
Okay.
Abort mission, engage, not advised, use caution, achievable, alter plan. And then you click the button in the middle.
Right.
Makes a noise. And then it chooses one of those options.
What?
Oh, and it says achievable.
So that means I should eat the chickpeas?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll do it after nine. I'm starving. Gary!
Good evening.
Good evening, Boz.
How are you?
I've got really achy legs.
Really? What have you been doing? Did you go to the gym?
Hang on a second. Yes, very. I have got the orange box and I've been playing it recently. Thank you. Sorry, as a coded message. No, I haven't been to the gym. I think it's because the weather's changing. I think, you know, it's all getting a bit damp and a bit cold.
Yeah, with the clocks going back at the weekend and all that.
Exactly. They do, don't they?
Back or forward?
Hang on, I know...
You have someone who can tell us.
I do have someone who can tell us. Hang on one second, let me just find it. Young man, what do the clocks do?
They actually go forward... in the winter and back in the summer.
So they're going forward, going forward.
That's
thank
very
you.
Good.
They're going forward on...
That young man is very well informed.
He is very well informed. He wants to come in my house and record some shindiggery with me.
Does he indeed?
Well, I'm keen to, but you I'm should. Scared of letting him be in my house. So maybe I can just...
Maybe you could find a safe location, like a library or...
I want a bit... Have you heard Vinny's latest podcast?
I haven't heard. I heard the first one.
The first
one,
yeah.
I think I heard a bit of the second one. Yeah, the first one when he was just... talking about people on his MySpace
The second one is genius. The third one's rubbish.
Does he have the special guest, or is it just...
No, it's just him. It's just him and bits he's nicked off of YouTube. But I'm keen to find out where Vinny records his podcast and go round and be on there.
Wouldn't it be great just to sit behind him when he's doing his podcast and not know?
Yeah, we'll be good, wouldn't it?
That's not why I rung up.
No!
I'm going to the American football on Sunday.
Oh, you've let me down.
Bang my hand on the desk in anger.
Why are you doing that?
Because I like it. I've liked it ever since it's been on in Britain.
Since Nicky Horn used to present it?
Since Nicky Horn used to present it, and then it was the Beast of the Horrible Boys or something, or the Awkward Boys.
You just liked it because you wanted to be different and quirky. That's it.
Probably, but no, I have a relative who likes it, and we're going...
Is it the fridge?
No.
Do you remember the fridge?
I'm a Bears fan.
Okay.
So I'm a fan, and that's what got me...
He was called the fridge because he was big and fat.
The science of appliance, he was known as, which I thought was always quite funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, because instead of the appliance...
But so you've got to go?
Yes, I am.
Is it Wembley O2, is it?
No, yes, it's at the Wembley O2 Virgin Stadium.
Right, okay.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be 80,000 fans. It's going to be a good atmosphere.
But this game is meaningless, isn't it?
No, it is a regular season game. It does count. It's not a pre-season game.
Have we paid them to come over?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a big kind of like, hey, bring your wares to London, bring your sports to London.
And they're saying, oh, well, if this goes well, then we might get the final of the... what's the big tournament?
It's called the Super Bowl, but I don't think that should be played. That would be like playing the FA Cup final in America.
That would never happen.
And I don't think they should do that. I'm a fan of American football, and I don't want to see the Super Bowl over here. And that's me talking honestly.
Okay, well, Gary, listen, I'm going to say goodbye to you because you've gone down in my estimation considerably.
Well, no, that's fair enough, and good evening, London.
Good evening, London. Jill!
Hello, Ian. Listen, two things.
Yes.
If those chickpeas are harmful... It will tell you on the can.
Okay, well, let's have a little... Who's Steve? Chris's little gadget said it would be good to eat them, so...
Well, read the instructions. Instructions.
Recipe, no nuts. Ingredients cannot guarantee nut-free. factory no nuts.
Where it tells you how to heat them and things like this, does it say anything about they have to be...
No, no, it doesn't.
No. Well, I imagine then it's if they're to your taste...
My mouth is watering.
You could eat them cold.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any road. Because when it, things like you're getting mixed up, I think, in your memory with kidney beans, you can't really eat them until they've been cooked.
Okay, right.
But it tells you very clearly that.
Yes.
On the instructions.
Yes.
But, Ian.
Yes.
I had to ring because I couldn't believe my ears.
What?
You have got one of those tin openers.
I've got a one-touch.
Do you know, I said to Chris, you'll not remember nothing. Only last week, you were ridiculed as the laziest gadget you'd ever heard of.
No, I think I was saying it was genius.
No, you said I found the laziest. It has to be the laziest.
But that's not an insult, though. That's not an insult to say it's a lazy gadget. Well, Joyce, Joyce, have you got it as well?
Yes, I have. I think it's wonderful.
It's unbelievably good.
I think it's an absolute. It's a godsend.
It is for us old people with.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm old
and lazy.
Never mind. I phoned Ian and asked him the name of it,
yes.
And we bought one. And we had a difficulty in opening the battery.
I had a great difficulty in opening the battery section. It's very tough, wasn't it?
You're sliding.
You managed to do it. You have to push both fingers down.
Oh, I've done it now.
Both thumbs down.
Alison?
Hello.
Have you got one?
I have.
Here we go. It's the One Touch fan club, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope you get commission on it.
I hope so as well. I should get some free ones.
I reckon you should.
Why did you get one, Alison?
Because I had a stroke 9 years ago and I can't use my left hand. So
it's
a bit of a nuisance.
Does it work? I'm very excited.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Should we do it now? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna open up a can.
I'm gonna buy them for Christmas present.
Oh well, that's a bit tight, isn't it?
I'm gonna buy three tomorrow.
Right. Whoa! What's going on? I think it's doing it. I think it's doing it. This is the most amazing thing.
Yeah,
it wobbles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at it. It's going round. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening live. I've never seen anything. And then I stop it.
Oh,
how do I stop it?
You just take the top off.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has opened the can. That's fantastic.
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, I'm just going to open... Oh, chickpeas.
You did a good job telling
me. Oh, chickpeas stink, man.
I told you they would. They're horrible.
Oh, they stink rank.
They're not nice.
I'm pleased with mine. I've got one at home and at work.
Who, you, Alison?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit creepy.
Why?
You love the One Touch.
Well, I can't open a till at work if I haven't got one, so...
I take your point. Well, ladies, thank you very, very much for that.
Ian?
Yes?
Can I just say something?
Go on, Jill.
Do you know why nobody's ringing in with gadgets?
Why?
We've gone through that phase, I think.
What do you mean? Well, you have, because you're about 90.
Yeah, I think we're all saturated. I used to be the biggest fool for gadgets under the sun.
Well, are you saying you're going backwards retro-styling?
I think so. I think, yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it's all, you know...
That's a worrying sign.
...enough sort of thing, yeah.
All right. Well, Jill, Alison, Joyce, thank you for that.
Bye.
Okay, Ian.
Bye-bye.
I'll let you know.
Bye.
Thank
Ian,
you. Yes?
Can I just ask you...
Yes?
My grandson, who is 28...
Yes?
...has got a shark, a foot-long shark, in container.
What, a real one?
No, a live one. He rescued it from somewhere, and he wants to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's a foot-long shark. Will you ask anybody if they want one?
Hang on a minute. What do you mean he rescued a shark? From what?
Well, from a pub, which, that you know, was closing down.
Yeah.
They had this foot-long shark in container.
Yeah.
He's bought a new bowl for it. Not a bowl, but a big square thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wants to get...
I'd eat that. Shark's a delicacy.
I know you can't eat it. It's alive.
Well, kill it. You kill it.
You don't kill it.
Of course you could kill it.
It's a pet.
Well, you can kill it and eat it. Tasty. Shark. I'm a vegetarian, but I'd have a bit of shark.
Yeah, well, I'll send it to you.
All right, well, if anyone wants... Well, no, we're going to get loads of people phoning in. Put it on eBay.
Oh, yeah, I suppose he could do
yeah.
that.
We're just
He's
gonna
in
get...
Reading, actually.
All right, well, Joyce, we'll see.
Anyway, thank you again.
Thanks a lot.
For all my Christmas presents I'm going to...
Cheers, Joyce, enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, there we go. Thank you, Alison. Oh, she's gone there, she's gone. Right, why do I get rid of that? Right. Chris, I need a cup of tea and I need a fork to eat my chickpeas. And you can have the chickpea juice. That's my gift to you. Oh, hang on, let's just see what... Yes, Line 8, what do you want?
Hello?
Hello there, you're on the air.
By the way, the clock goes backwards, not forward.
The clock, yeah, the clock goes backwards in the spring and forwards this weekend.
No.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Yep, the clock goes backwards in the spring and goes forwards this weekend, Saturday night, Sunday morning. So don't forget that, very important. We lose an hour of sleep. Man, that's what we need, isn't it? Unbelievable. Right, 0845... 6060973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Oh, here's a question. Are you allowed to wave at children? I tell you why. Both Chris and I have been involved in waving at children incidents recently where... I was in a restaurant and a kid was staring at me. So what do you do? Well, you have to wave, don't you? It'd be rude not to. And then Chris was in really bad traffic and ended up waving at kids. Is that it's weird, that, isn't it? I think you're allowed to do that, but I don't... Could someone clarify the rules on waving at children, please? 0845 6060973. It's the Travel News Now. It's Alan Joyce.
Well, we're just looking into a problem just being phoned in on the Gemline, actually. The M25 absolutely at a standstill going clockwise between Junction 23 at South Mimms and Junction 25 for the A10. I'm just trying to get a camera at the scene. I can't actually see what the incident is at the moment, but perhaps you can help us out here. 08000 68 60 80 is the Jamline number. Looks like there must have been an accident there, but literally people have been sat there with their engines off for the last 10 minutes or so. The M1, though, much better heading out of town with an accident earlier in the roadworks section. That's all been cleared, and it's moving much better now heading up from the M25. South of town, the A23 in Brixton is partially blocked into town with an accident just after the South Circular Road. And in the city, we've still got a closure on Fleet Street westbound for repairs, and that's causing delays on New Bridge Street. A reminder, pretty much all of Silverlink's trains are suspended for the rest of the evening because of today's planned strike. There's literally about one more train each way between Wilston Junction and Clapham Junction, but nothing else. Southeastern now have delays of up to 40 minutes going away from London between Otford and Ashford International, and there are delays of 20 minutes on First Connect between Streatham and Blackfriars on the Tubes, delays on the District Line. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
Jenny Eclair, is she getting festive already?
This is the most lazy, slovenly, you know, giving children Christmas on a plate nonsense. It makes me very, very cross.
Clearly she isn't.
There's a Harrods catalogue that's come out. It's already too early. It's October, for heaven's sake. And there's a cut out and keep right to Father Christmas page. And it says, Dear Father Christmas, I have been good all year, so please may I have. And then there's a 10-line space for the child to write in their best handwriting what they want for Christmas. I think it's disgraceful.
Jenny Eclair, Saturday mornings from 11, LBC 97.3.
At Homebase, there's 25% off all Dulux paint mixing, real wooden laminate flooring and selected tiles. But hurry, this offer won't last long. Homebase, make a house a home. Excludes Flooring Extra.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Angela, give it to me.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
I think the last time I spoke to you, a big spider fell on my arm.
What?
Yeah, you said the same thing at the same time. But,
I'm nothing if not predictable.
Well, there's no spiders, I've checked.
Good. You never know, though. Spiders can be in any little nook and cranny.
It was big. It was big as a 2p coin.
Imagine if you sneezed, right, into your hands, and you open up your hands and there was a spider there. Well, that would be weird, wouldn't it? That means it would have come out of your nose somehow.
Yeah, and it'd all be living in your head.
Oh! Ugh.
Anyway, what I was ringing about is not exactly a celebrity giving money.
Oh, yeah.
But I made a celebrity a cup of tea once.
The topics are, a celebrity ever asked to use your phone or given you money? Start it off, Angela. If it's not good enough, I will stop you mid-flow.
Okay, all right. In 1976, I made Leo Sayer a cup of tea.
Right, bye-bye. Thank you very much. Tony!
Hi, Ian.
I can't believe she was trying to save me. She made Leo Sayer a cup of tea 31 years ago. Yes.
What's that?
No. Oh, for God's sake. Tony!
Yeah.
Go on, then.
This is a gadget and a show-off at the same time.
Go on there, fella.
It's a Swiss watch. Can I mention the name?
Yeah, why not? I don't care.
It's called a Tissot T-Touch.
Tissot T-Touch?
Yeah, it's got a touchscreen.
You got a touchscreen watch?
Yeah.
Well, go on.
You can convert it to a compass.
Oh, go on.
Thermometer.
Yeah.
It's got alarm. You can dive 30 meters with it.
Yeah.
You can check the altimeter which is the height of land above the sea level.
Yes.
You can check the meteor, which is...
The meteor?
Meteor, yeah, the weather. According to the air pressure.
Right.
It's got a synchronizer, a chronographer, and various other things. So, this is...
I'm looking at it on the internet. It looks pretty groovy.
Very good. Very, very good. And, it's got a sapphire screen.
Yeah.
It won't scratch at all.
Okay.
You do it with. Yeah.
They're about 400 quid, though, mate.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. That's the price for it. But it's worth it. You can use it for all these things.
Are you loaded?
No, I know.
Okay.
I loved it and I just bought it.
Tony, thank you for that, boss.
Okay, then.
Yeah, well done. We're talking gadgets tonight. So, well, I say we are. It's just me and Chris, because none of you lot are phoning in with your gadgets. Come on, pull your finger out. James is in the Streatham. Hello, James.
Good evening.
Oh, it's this one. Yes, James!
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
It's regarding waving at kids.
Yes.
Well, first of all, if you look a certain way, like if you're an old man over 50, you can't wave at kids. You just, you know, just look at
There are rules, aren't there?
There are. I mean, I was almost verbally assaulted by the mother of a little child today.
Yeah.
They were sitting in front of me on the bus.
Yeah.
They kept counting up in tens. This is a little girl.
They were counting up in tens?
Yeah, I think the mother was struggling. It was a bit of a chubby family.
Yes.
Family. It was mother and daughter. 110. Then the mother went 120. Then the girl went 130.
Easy counting up in tens.
Well, but the girl was about... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, she was maybe between 2 and 8.
Right, so what, about 6?
Perhaps.
Okay.
And then she got to about 980. Then the mother went 990. And then they were both struggling as to what it was. And then the girl she was looking at something out of the window.
Yeah.
And sort of made eye contact with me. And she said, what's after 990? And then obviously, you know, what would you do if you were in my position?
I'd say 110. No, what's the answer? What is it?
That's why you've got a comedic career and I don't.
Thank you.
So I said 1,000. And then the mother turned around and she went, did my little daughter ask you to do that? Because, you know, that's what that's, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And I felt quite offended because I was reading my copy of the New Statesman.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, I'm trying to help your little girl out here, you know, she's up in 10. So if they're asking you a question, in general, I think it should be acceptable to help them answer.
If they ask you a question, yes, that should be acceptable. And that woman was a cow for telling you off.
That woman telling me off, just because her and her daughter, they're, you know, sort of counting out the latest benefit payments. I mean, what sort of ludicrousness is that? But, hello, are you still there?
I'm just still here, James, yes.
But, no, I mean, if it's just a passive action, like a kid waving at you, it should always...
I was in the restaurant, right, it wasn't right, posh restaurant or anything.
McDonald's.
Well, no, it's posher than that. Oh. And there's this little kid who's in a high chair, so probably like maybe 18 months,
right.
Staring at me, right, staring at me while I'm eating. Now, that's disconcerting, but I don't mind, she was a beautiful little girl, so I would sort of turn and... Hello, and sort of, hello there, little kid. And wave, and pull faces, and stick my tongue out. Nothing, not a thing. I was doing pulling all my tricks out, right? Doing all my kids' faces, me closing one eye and opening, and sticking my tongue out, and going, and all of that, nothing. Just staring, cold staring.
You were doing that.
I was doing, no, she was doing the staring, I was doing the faces.
It's quite funny if you've got a little spoilt brat who's sort of turning around, sort of, you know, in front of you on the seat. You sort of pull a really scary face to make them cry, and if you look of a certain demeanour, sort of well-educated and so forth, and then the kid starts crying, and then the mum turns back around, and you're just reading your copy of...
Doing nothing.
The picture of Benazir Bhutto on the cover, she's quite beautiful.
I once... Can I say this story? Yes, I can. I'm not proud of this. I once flipped my middle finger up at an eight-year-old. Absolutely true. I was driving down a street... And then in my car, and it was quite a narrow street, and then sort of one of these big 4x4s came the other way with a dad and his 8-year-old daughter.
Was the dad driving it?
Dad was driving. She was probably about 10, let's say 10. Yeah. And I had right away, and he should have, by all rights, reversed back and let me go through, and he didn't. Mm. So we sat there for quite a bit, maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, just looking at each other. And I went, oh, for God's sakes. And so I reversed back the further distance and got out of the way.
Yeah.
And as they drove past, he didn't thank me or anything, right?
Right.
And the little girl looked at me with the smuggest look on her face, as if to say, my daddy made you move back. We're so much better than you. And I just stuck... I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of it. But I stuck my finger up. I'm not proud of that at all.
But children can be so vicious.
Oh, you snotty little madam.
Last summer, I was on a P&O ferry. I'm not proud of this.
No.
And you know you've got those characters that dress up like Tom and Jerry and, you know, in those big costumes.
What, on P&O ferries?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, yes.
And then I was standing behind the mouse. Is that Jerry or Tom?
The mouse is Jerry.
Jerry. And a little boy, a little bleep, came up and kicked the mouse. Yeah. In the, yes. And then he sort of ran back, and I was giggling, and the mouse turned around, and he just saw me standing there giggling.
Looking at Benazir Bhutto. Were you that? Were you? I'm confused.
That was this afternoon.
That was the other story, right, okay.
But then the mouse came up to me and started... He literally just started thumping me.
What you should have done is got some dynamite and tied it to its tail and then dropped an anvil on its head.
And then it would have still lived.
Exactly, exactly. James, thanks very much for that. We'll speak to Morel after this.
Fly direct to New York with British Airways Club World, departing London Heathrow, arriving at JFK via Rheims, Camembert, Dijon, the Loire, Chateauneuf de Pape, before heading east to Parma, 700 miles west to Sorano and Manchego, topping up at Porto, then hopping across the Atlantic to Mississippi. Start your holiday early and in style with fine food and drink from around the world. Fly British Airways Club World and you'll also experience our relaxing lounge and a flat bed, all before you arrive at your destination. For special offers on Club World holiday fares, like New York from only £1,199 return, book by the 27th of November at BA.com. Travel from December, conditions apply. Special offers are now also available on Club Europe holiday fares, like Amsterdam from only £165 return. Book now at BA.com. Travel from January, conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Morel!
Hello, Ian. Ian, you're eating a tin of chickpeas, aren't you?
Sorry, I was speaking to Morel.
My name's actually Meryl.
Oh, well, this is muffed up, isn't it? Well, in that case, I was speaking to Morel. Morel.
Hello?
Yes?
Is there Morel and Meryl on the phone?
Apparently so. Although Chris has spelt Meryl M-E-R-E-L-L-E.
No.
Well, there's a Y in there somewhere, isn't there?
Yes, M-E-R-Y-L.
It's like Beryl, but with an M.
Yes. Yeah, Meryl.
Chris, is this one of your tricks?
Trick.
He's doing... He's doing trick or treat, right? He's 27 years old, and this is a workplace.
Yeah, but you've got to have some fun sometime, haven't you?
Not during this show.
Come on!
Right, so who wants to go first?
Well, I was going to talk to you about the chickpea thing as well.
Okay.
Go on, Meryl, you go first.
Go on, Meryl.
Okay. For some... no, not casting aspersions or aspirations or whatever on
what?
Being a vegetable.
Hang on, I'm going to stop you there, Meryl, because you sound like a fruitcake. Let's go to Morel first.
Dear.
Morel, can you do better than that?
You're going to cut me off, but I'll have a go.
Possibly.
I'm gonna go off.
Go on then.
Okay. I'm poor as a church mouse. I haven't got two pennies to rub together. I'm on top of the world. I thank you.
Well done.
I love that.
She's good show off, wasn't it?
It was great.
Right, Meryl, it looks like we have got time to take your call now. So
okay.
I thought that would last up until the news, but unfortunately it didn't. So go on.
Oh, that's...
We're stuck with you for the next 2 minutes.
Okay. The chickpea thing, you can eat them raw. Chickpeas are what you use to make hummus, and I'm sure you eat that as being a vegetarian.
I'm aware that they're in hummus, but I can eat them straight out of this can, can I?
Yeah, well, they probably smell a bit funny because it's the brine that they're canned in.
They do stink.
Wash them under some cold water. You can put them on salads and everything. And
I'm just going to eat them straight out of the can with the fork.
Absolutely.
That's all right.
Absolutely. Now,
can I drink the salty water?
No. I just said to you, you must wash
it. Well, I'm not going to wash it. I haven't got the facilities to wash it. I'm in a studio. We don't have running water in here. So I'm just going to scoop them out and eat them.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
I promise you, you won't die. You won't get crushed or mashed. You'll be fine.
I won't get crushed on Earth?
Crushed or mashed.
Meryl, can I ask how old you are?
No.
27?
Absolutely.
42?
I'm not going to tell you anyway.
So you're 52. It's a very old-fashioned name, Meryl.
I like it.
It's not an insult. Au contraire, it's a compliment.
It's a Welsh name, and it's my real name, and not unlike Meryl Streep, who, I don't know if you know this, but her real name is actually Mary.
Meryl Mary, who'd have thought it?
No.
Her first name, so her last name is still Streep.
Yes, but her real name's actually Mary.
Mary Streep. Who,
doesn't sound right, does it?
I wouldn't go and see that film she was in if I'd known that.
Definitely not. And she pinched my name.
She, yes. Well, Meryl, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Mark?
Hello.
Sorry, because we were talking to that fruitcake for so long. I'm going to have to come back to you after the news.
No bother.
Is that all right?
That's quite all right.
Lovely. Right, Meryl, have you gone? Yeah, she's gone. Right, good. 0845 6060 973. Last hour of the show coming up. Let's really just put out all the stops now, kids, can we? Let's make this last hour a real last hour to remember. 0845 6060 973. Gadgets, showing off, blow my mind. Has a celebrity ever given you money or asked to use your phone? And is it okay to wave at kids? I know, it's a mixed bunch, but it's the best I can do at short notice. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, security in Streatham after fears of further violence. The Met Police crime scene investigators jailed trying to seduce a child, and Lewis Hamilton's reluctant date with destiny is set. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Jonathan Savage. Armed police are patrolling the streets of South London tonight. It's after fears of further violence after 35-year-old Gary Guthrie was shot dead in Streatham High Road on Monday morning. Tom Cheel reports from the LBC News Centre.
The Metropolitan Police say they're responding to intelligence reports and concern from the community. The main focus is the bar and club scene in the boroughs of Lambeth and Southwark. Some pubs and nightclubs aren't even going to be open either tonight or on Saturday. We're told the main aim is reassurance and people shouldn't change their plans to go out and enjoy themselves. 9 people have been arrested in connection with Gary Guthrie's murder. All have been released on bail.
18 months, that's how much an ex-Met Police forensic scientist will serve after he was exposed trying to groom what he thought was a child. Paul Rogers, who used to work in Haringey, used an internet chat room to arrange to meet what he believed was a 12-year-old girl. As Detective Sergeant Paul Duffield explains, the person he ended up meeting was a journalist.
We are grateful to the national newspaper for bringing this to our attention and allowing us to then continue with the investigation and identify this particular individual, which we see as a real risk. Fortunately, at the end of the trial, the jury convicted him, found in favour of the police and said, yes, this man did intend to go and meet what he thought was a 12-year-old girl.
There are calls for tighter controls on the regulation of fireworks amid concerns that up to 20% of them fall into illegal hands. The Chief Fire Officers Association says the potential misuse ranges from just being a nuisance to being used as a weapon. The National Campaign for Firework Safety is also calling for injury statistics, which haven't been taken since 2005, to be reintroduced. Sport, and he says it's not how he wants to win, but we now know the date of Lewis Hamilton's Formula One appeal hearing. McLaren are testing the steward's decision not to disqualify some drivers who finished ahead of the British driver at the Brazilian Grand Prix. If that decision is overturned on the 15th of November and Hamilton is promoted in the results, he'll claim Kimi Raikkonen's world title. If you're away from your radio and you want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel. There are long delays heading clockwise on the M25 in Hertfordshire between Junction 23 for South Mimms and Junction 25, the A10. That's after an accident which is now off the road. London's weather for tonight, still rather cloudy but staying dry, lows of 10 degrees Celsius. Mainly cloudy tomorrow with some sunny spells and highs of 17 degrees Celsius. This is LBC, it's 9.03.
I can't take the excitement of these lotto rollovers, it's time to move on.
Good idea, number 5, you could go into modelling.
Yeah, be a role model.
Or try the travel business and be a Swiss roll.
This Saturday it's a £7 million lotto rollover.
Okay, to it, you can be a ham roll.
Watch it, number 1, or heads will roll.
Games rules and procedures apply, players must be 16 or over, jackpot amount is an estimate.
With her new DAB digital radio, how does Alex do digital?
A great feature that I love is being able to pause and rewind stuff. So if you miss the title of the song you're listening to, or you want to hear back to what you've just listened to, or what have you, you can. That's a really good feature.
If you missed that, she said, if you want to hear back what you were just listening to, you can. And now, new DAB digital radios with pause and rewind features cost less than ever. See if you can do digital at getdab.com.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, Let's Be Avenue. It's the last hour. Roll up, roll up, roll up. Come and give us a call and talk a lot about guff, about nothing in particular. Wouldn't it be funny if I talked like that in real life? Right. No, yes, exactly. What have we got? For the last hour of the show, before Jim Davis comes on at 10 and tells you how to sort out your relationships. Celebrities, have you ever lent your phone to a celebrity or been given money by one? Or, what would be great, has a celebrity ever come up to you and said, you ain't got 20 pence I could borrow, have you? That would be great. Imagine that. Imagine if Eamon Holmes came up to you in the street and said, I'm terribly sorry, have you got 50 pence I could borrow, please? In that voice. 0845 6060973. The phones are going a bit mental. Keep calling. I can see people calling in. Chris is getting through them as quickly as he can. He's just inundated, shall we say. Also, it's Show Off Friday. You can call up and show off about absolutely anything you want. You phone up, you tell Chris you want to show off, you come on the air, you tell me, then you slam the phone down. Here comes my fork and here comes my tea. Oh, it's a spoon, okay.
It's a spoon.
Thank you. This is my tea, is it? Lovely. Mate, what is that? That's not Red Bush.
Trick.
Oh, you idiot. You idiot. I'll give you a trick in a minute when I give you a slap round the head. That'd be a trick.
But you asked for the trick.
No, I didn't ask for the trick. I said stop messing around on work time.
When I said trick or treat earlier, you said, yeah, and trick, whatever.
Can you believe it? This guy's a producer at London's fifth biggest radio station. Idiot. Well, I can't drink this. I don't know what that tea is. Look, I've got let's try chickpea. Hang on a second. Let's want to eat one of these. Oh, they just taste of fish. No, it just taste of fish. That's disgusting. I'll have some more because I'm really hungry. But sorry, this is really rude, isn't it? Right, Mark. Hang on, Mark. I'm covering chickpea. Yes, Mark.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm disappointed that the chickpeas taste of fish, and I've been given a cup of tea that isn't the tea that I like. So it's useless to me.
Not good. It's not good.
Not good at all. Anyway, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I've got a gadget I can recommend.
Oh, go ahead.
Come on. Now, it's called a vinyl killer.
Vinyl killer?
And now, what it is a little VW fan.
Yeah.
And underneath it, it's got a little needle stylus.
Oh, I have seen these things. Go on, yes.
Ingenious.
Yeah.
And you put it on your record.
Yeah.
Turn it on, and it drives around in circles, and a little speaker on the back of it plays your record for you.
And it plays... Now, does it actually... I'd imagine it can't be brilliant for the record to do that, can it?
I've done it on a few, and I haven't scratched nothing yet, and it, you know, the sound isn't great, but it, you know, it's a good gimmick.
It is a good... I've seen this. How much do these cost, Mark?
They're about 60 quid.
What?
Yes, yeah.
I thought it'd be like 15 quid.
EBay, yeah. I'm sure you'd get one for about 20 quid.
Or I could just play my records on a record player.
Well, you could do, yes.
It's always that option.
The thing driving round.
You wouldn't have the...
wouldn't look as good.
You're spot on. You wouldn't have the thing driving round. You're spot on there. Mark, thank you for that.
No problem. Yeah, so I've got...
What?
I recommend. I've got a website for you.
Your phone's breaking up. What are you saying to me?
Carry on.
I can't hear you.
Keep calm and carry on.com.
What, and what's that?
It's a...
We'll never know. We've lost him. I pray to God it's not... Well, I'm going to have a look, because who knows what we've just given out there. I hope it's not something mucky. I do apologize. www.keepcalmandcarryon.com. Please don't let boobs come up on my screen. Please don't let boobs come up on my screen. Please don't let boobs come up on my screen. Well, it's just T-shirts. Oh, she's sexy, though. It's just T-shirts and bags. All right, fine. Yeah, we'll go along with it. Hayley.
Hello.
Hello, Hayley.
Yeah, just a story about waving to kids, really. I was on a plane. I took my daughter on her first flight. She was 18 months at the time.
Yeah.
A bloke in front was in a business suit. He was waving and mucking about like you do. Halfway through the flight, my daughter grabbed hold of one of the plastic cups and she threw it, and it was full of water, and it went over the man, and he absolutely had a go at her. Oh. And I just kicked off because I thought, how dare
you? How old was she?
18 months.
Oh, well, 18 months. Oh, I thought you said 18 years. I thought, well, no, yeah, have a go at her then.
18 months. And I said, you know, I'm really sorry, but I did try to stop a bit. It was one of them situations where it just was quick and I couldn't help it. He was like, but I have to go straight to a meeting. I said, but I'm sorry about that. He said, well, it's not good enough. And he was really, like, shouting at my daughter. And in the end, the air stewardess had to split us up because I just went totally bang out.
What's the point of shouting at an 18-month-old? I understand.
She doesn't understand what she's done. I said, I've apologised for her.
Yeah.
And they had to split us up because in the end my husband got involved, and it was like obviously we was in a plane, a confined area, and
I could understand him having a go at you.
Yeah.
I could see that. But having a go at an 18-month-old, is he an idiot? They can't even talk then.
No, that's it, that's it. And I was just shocked, and I just thought, no, I'm not having that, because that's not right.
Is that her in the background?
No, that's my 8-month-old baby.
Well, make sure that one doesn't start lobbing water around at people, for goodness. Are you sure you didn't prompt her a little bit?
No, I didn't. I just turned around to get the baby wipes, and she just picked it and launched it, and it was just, I couldn't catch it to stop her from doing it. But I just thought, how dare you have a go at, like, such a small child?
Hayley, listen, thank you for that. You've given me the idea for another topic. Ever had a fight on an aeroplane? Aeroplanes are tense, tough areas. Ever had a little bit of tension, a little bit of a fight, or an argument on an aeroplane? You must have had arguments on aeroplanes, Chris, because you're quite obnoxious.
What?
Yeah. Pete!
Hello, Ian. Can I do my show off?
Go on, then.
I've just eaten a whole pack of the Jaffa Cakes.
Excellent stuff. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
That was good, that last fella, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Just one practice question, then we can talk freely. Nande kimashtaka?
Why did you come?
Oh, is it why?
Yes, nande means why.
How do I say how did you come then?
Doyuhuni kimashtaka.
What?
Doyuhuni
kimashtaka.
Yes.
Oh no! I thought nande was how. I've got it all wrong.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I'm glad you told me that, because I was going to say that to my teacher tomorrow when she comes round. And she'd have said, well, I've come here to teach you, you idiot. That's why. OK, well, thank you, Elizabeth. What can I do for you this evening?
I'm not here to show off or to blow your mind.
Oh.
I've been playing piano for a year and a bit.
Yeah.
And I've been practising a piece.
Yeah.
Since this afternoon to make you happy.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Can I just say, because Gary's twiddling the knobs tonight, and Gary doesn't know. Elizabeth is 12 years old. She's Japanese, she's only been speaking English for 3 years, and she speaks it better than any of us put together. And you've been practising a piece on the piano to make me happy?
Yes.
Let's have it, this sounds great.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go on. I love her. Oh, man. She's 12 years old. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
How was it?
Oh, Elizabeth, I actually love you. your parents aren't looking, you know, to move you out. You don't need to be adopted, do you, or anything? You sure?
No.
Because if you did need to be adopted because your parents got bored or they moved and they forgot to tell you where they were going, I put my name at the top of the list. Okay?
Are you happy now,
Ian? I'm very happy. You've made my day, Elizabeth. That's really, really kind of you. Thank you very, very much.
I'll talk to you soon.
See you later and have a nice weekend.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I actually love her. I'm actually properly a little bit in love with her. She's fantastic, man. She's played Good Vibrations for me. Wow. Wow. Hey, Samantha.
Hello. What is that? That's unbelievable.
She's brilliant, isn't she?
She's just awesome. Man. I'm just blown away.
I think she's the best caller we've ever had by a long way.
You're gushing, aren't you? You're actually gushing.
I've got a little... Partly because I'm tired, but I do have a little tear in my eye. But that's mainly because I'm tired, I'll tell you now. But it's but you know, it's, I can be moved, and that moved me.
Definitely.
Anyway, Samantha, what can I do for you?
Okay, celebrities that have asked for money.
Oh, come on.
Years and years and years and years and years ago, I used to go to drama club at the Churchill Theatre in Bromley.
Yep.
And Christopher Timothy, I think it was there.
Oh, from Doctors?
Yeah. I think it was him, or was he the one that was in All Creatures Great and Small?
And he's in Doctors as well.
Yeah. He went down to the vending machine where we all were sitting and patted his pockets and said, can anyone lend him 10p? And I gave him 10p.
Oh, well, I thought we would get no takers on that whatsoever. But you lent Christopher... Well, you gave Christopher Timothy 10p.
Yeah. Plus interest. That's quite a bit he owes me now.
Well, let's hunt Timothy down and either give us the money back... Was that your doorbell?
No, that was a text message.
Oh, for goodness. Is that him? Is that Christopher Timothy? Is he going to give us the money?
I hope not. I've got a feeling I know who it is, though.
Oh, is it your lover?
It's somebody who has this habit of texting me when I'm phoning you.
Oh, why? What, to say you're on the radio or something?
Yeah, because he's just jealous.
Oh, well, he's an idiot. Samantha, listen, thank you for that.
Thanks, Ian.
There we go. If you've ever lent money or given money to a celebrity, could you give us a call, please? 0845 6060973. He's almost managed to do a whole night's work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Go easy on him. He's a little bit tough for him. It's Alan Joyce.
I know, don't think too soon. The M25 in Hertfordshire is still looking very slow between junction 23 and 24. That's South Minster Potter's Bar after a couple of accidents, both of which have now been moved onto the hard shoulder there. And also, by the way, if you're going a bit further around the M25 towards the QE2 bridge, they're in the process of closing it for overnight roadworks, so there'll be two-way traffic in the Dartford Tunnel overnight instead. Just getting details in on the screens of an accident in Uxbridge. Cowley Road is closed both ways at the Greenway because of a crash. Your updates welcome on that one. 08000 68 60 80. And south of town, the A23 Brixton Road is partly blocked into town just after the South Circular Road after a breakdown from earlier on. Now, on the trains, all Silverlink services are now suspended for the rest of the evening because of today's planned strike. The Bakerloo line's obviously going to be busier than usual this evening with people using that instead of the Silverlink Metro services that run normally between Euston and Harrow and Wealdstone. Also on the trains, 40-minute delays on South Eastern away from London between Otford and Ashford because of vandalism, and 20-minute delays on First Connect between Streatham and Blackfriars. On the tubes, just the District Line has delays. LBC 97.3 Travel. The next update is in half an hour.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Take a voyage into infinity and beyond. Beyond. All next week, join Nick Ferrari as he takes you on a journey across the universe, where the secrets of black holes, alien life forms, and the death of the sun will be revealed. Join legendary astronomer Sir Patrick Moore as he opens Nick Ferrari's Space Exploration Special from Monday. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC
97.3. On the 57th day before Christmas, my true love gave to me a weekend in Italy.
Treat yourself to an early Christmas present with British Airways. Fly one way to Pisa from £35 and Barcelona and Madrid from £30. For these great prices and more destinations, book by midnight Tuesday at BA.com. Travel from the 15th of November, limited availability, conditions apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Whoa! Yes, it's Polsky Steve, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, my short show.
Go on, fella.
Like Ian Lee, I like Kiss. Like Ian Lee, I met Gene Simmons.
Yep.
Yet, I have a guitar of Paul Stanley in my living room and Gene Simmons' signature, but this summer I've met a designer for posters for Battlestar Galactica. Favorite TV program of Ian Lee. And as much as I love his show, I finally had a chance to cut my phone on him.
Oh! That was a triple whammy of a show off there. Thank you, Polsky Stevie. Tried to get it in yesterday. We had to be strict. You can only do the show offs unless you're in Brazil. In Brazil, we can do it any time. But you can only do the show offs on a Friday. Still looking for you to blow my mind. Not really. The reason I said we'll do blow my mind is because I had about four or five people this week phone up say, Ian, I will blow your mind.
Hey, Ian.
What?
Trick or treat. Got to pick one.
All right. What are the options?
Trick or treat?
Treat.
No. Oh.
So I give you a treat?
Yeah.
Well, come in here. I've got something for you.
Oh.
I have got something for you. Let's get my bag. There we go. Now, you've been a good boy.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Hold
your hands out.
Yeah.
There we go. It's a nice can of chickpeas and a spoon there. Good lads. Good lads. Well done. Go and have that lovely can of chickpeas.
Go and
enjoy your chickpeas.
There's brine all over my hands.
It's a happy treat. Happy Halloween treat.
What is that?
I think that's brine. I don't remember it sparkling like that. Happy treat. Don't get it on the door handle, otherwise you'll be in trouble.
Oh.
Richard Parks will tell you off. Good lad. Happy Halloween treat.
Yeah, thanks.
Now stop messing around. Joel!
Yeah.
Yo.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. I got some gadgets. Well, I don't have them. They're on a website.
Oh, okay. Go on.
It's firebox.com.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the Firebox.
Mm.
I get a lot of Christmas presents from the Firebox. I haven't looked at Firebox for ages. Let's have a look. The problem with them is, right, you buy one thing from them, they keep sending you their rubbish newsletter all the time, which I don't want. Oh, I'm getting the Pico Z micro helicopter for Christmas. They're good, they are.
Yes. They're not the put-together-y ones, are they?
No, I think they're ones that they're remote controlled.
Yeah.
USB cassette deck. Convert your old cassettes into MP3s. Let's face it, audio tapes were rubbish. Yes, you could compile party mixes and pilfer the top 40 off the radio, but times change, and the thought of waiting an eternity for a C90 to... But the thing is, though, you don't need that, because you can connect an ordinary cassette player to the computer.
I can't, but you probably could, yeah.
You could, just with an audio out lead, so that's a little bit disappointing. Yeah. All right, any particular gadgets I should be looking for?
I liked the world's strongest magnet. I haven't got it yet, but I'm trying to find someone with teeth braces that I can test it on.
Where is the world's strongest magnet? Do I have to type it in?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at it for a bit. It was there a while ago.
Magnet, okay. Uber orbs. Almighty magnet, is that it?
Could be.
It's square.
Yeah.
This. Let's have a little look at this. We considered... it's out of stock at the moment. It's about the size of a sugar cube. The almighty magnet can easily hold 36 sheets of A4 paper on a vertical metal surface. Trying to shift it from objects such as radiators or filing cabinets without sliding off the edge is seriously difficult. Oh, look at that strong magnet. Holding a paperclip through a stack of 35 post-it notes. I'm getting one of them.
Mm.
I'm getting me one of those almighty magnets. I forgot about Firebox. It is a brilliant, brilliant website for buying some quite big stuff. Oh, the stylophone. And also, like, some little rubbishy bits and pieces as well.
Mm.
Joel, thank you for that.
No problem.
Cheers, fella. I'm on Firebox tonight, actually. I think we'll have a little go on that. Retro iPod alarm clock. What the hell is that? Sorry, I was looking at... Tony!
Ian.
Yes, Tony P.
I've been doing yoga for a year and a half. Now I can last an hour and a half on the net, and I won £1 million in the lottery.
Right, but none of that is true. None of that is true. That man was actually telling us a lie. How are we doing phone calls, Chris? Do I need to tout for business, or are we all right?
A little tout wouldn't hurt.
You're saying we haven't got many? Is all we've got, is that the ones on the screen, or have you got others? How many others that aren't on the screen do we have up our sleeve?
One, two, three.
Oh, that's... Well, we'll be all right to 9:30. Then we'll busk it. OK. Who's been here the longest? Only just, it's Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Yeah, I was falling asleep. I'm quite tired.
Sorry, am I boring you?
No, I've just had a busy week. I'm tired now. But, you know...
What have you been doing that's so busy?
Oh, it's my brother's 40th birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday, he.
And I went to my art group.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They told me that they're going to use one of my pictures for the housing poster.
Oh, what, to scare people away?
No, they're nice pictures. Oh, they're like beach huts pictures I've done.
Beach huts?
Nice colourful beach huts.
A nice beach hut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've done it, and I've seen it in print and everything. I've seen the
I like this weather. I like it when it's cold and when it's dark and when it's wet. And I like it. I genuinely like it.
I like it when it gets dark.
I love it. But wouldn't it be nice just to have a week away and somewhere really sunny on a beach?
Oh, don't.
Wouldn't it be nice?
I was going to show off about this.
Go on.
Next week, I was going to go to Marrakesh for 1 week with my sister. Marrakesh, 25, 26. Mm. And guess what?
What?
My passport's expired.
Oh, you silly mare. Hang on, when are you supposed to be going?
Saturday.
Have you bought the ticket? Oh, what, tomorrow?
No, next Saturday.
Well, you can get a passport next week.
Yeah, one day, but... What? She has to book it in advance.
Book what?
The holiday.
You can get a passport in a day if you pull your finger out.
Yeah, I could.
You never going to Marrakesh, you're talking nonsense.
Oh, well, honestly, it's a trick.
Well, they're going to get a passport then.
No, it's a hassle.
It's a hassle.
5 hour wait, and there'll be loads of people sitting there, and I'll get all anxious. And
oh, well, do it, then you get to go to... Then you get to go to Marrakesh. And Chris and I did a show from there once, and it was fantastic.
I will go. I promise I'll go one day, but she's changed her mind now. She's going somewhere else. But oh. I will go. I said to her, we've got to go next year then, early, when it's snowing here.
Well, I doubt that she'll want to go next week.
Not next week, next year.
I doubt she'll want to go next year.
She will. She promised me she will go.
Well, but hang on a second. Let's just remember what it was like. Wow.
Oh, I always hear that song.
Yo.
I know.
Sweet, sweet Marrakesh. We were there, Chris. She's not going.
Looking back at the world through the sunset in my eyes. Jumping gets away to clear Moroccan skies. Birds and pigs and chickens gone. Animal carpets wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. This weekend club waits from the gorges of my mind. Go to the day to see what we can find. Have the river to your head. Another words back to what we said. Waiting for the chorus to come around. Here we go. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh.
Not you though, Sam.
I know.
No, it's a shame.
Happened Monday. Also, something else. I want a book from another radio station, Radio London.
Right, well, you can't tell us that.
It's a show-off.
Yeah. I bet it's a rubbish book, because it's a rubbish station. Alistair's in the Ilford.
Good evening.
Evening out.
Good evening.
Evening out.
Evening,
Evening, etc. Until we get to the point, which is...
I'm my next door neighbour's from Gujarati, so I can get to eat as much vegetarian food in the world because they're all vegetarians, and that's my show off bit.
Are they good Gujaratis?
Yeah, I think they are.
Nice one.
Being on the Marrakesh Express, they're taking me to Marrakesh. All aboard! In on the Marrakesh Express. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh on a board the train.
Martin.
Ian, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
I'm enjoying listening to this.
Marvellous.
Thank you.
Ooh, I've got some websites for you, sir.
That's the laugh of a murderer. Go on then, very quickly. Yes, sir.
Yep, madblast.com.
Madblast?
boobs.com.
Yeah, oh, hang on a minute. Yes. What's this? It's not, please don't let it be. Don't let boobs come up. Don't let boobs come up.
No, it's not boobs.
Okay. Although in my spare time, yes, but on a work computer when we have youngsters listening. Oh, funny videos, jokes and cartoons. You'll laugh your pants off.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay. Is it actually funny or is it a bit
rubbish? It is very funny, especially the Michael Jackson baby drop game.
Okay, that sounds controversial. Martin?
And also stupidvideos.com.
I shall have a look at it. I've got to go to the news. Thank you, Martin.
No problem.
Good lad. There we go. Thank you. Right, 0845 6060973. Now is an excellent time to give us a call because Jim Davies is in the building and it means we look popular if we get loads of calls. We want to impress him because he's a nice lad. And we haven't got many lined up.
Trick.
What's a trick?
It was a trick.
Well, what's the real out time?
It's, now.
On the 57th day before Christmas, my true love gave to me a weekend in Italy.
Treat yourself to an early Christmas present with British Airways. Fly one way to Pisa from £35 and Barcelona and Madrid from £30. For these great prices and more destinations, book by midnight Tuesday at BA.com. Travel from the 15th of November. Limited availability. Conditions apply.
On 97.3, DAB and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30, I'm Jonathan Savage. Police intelligence and community fears have prompted armed officers to take to the streets in Lambeth and Southwark this evening. It's part of a reassurance operation at bars and clubs after 35-year-old Gary Guthrie was shot dead in Streatham High Road on Monday morning. A teenager from Clapton who was found with an explosives manual will spend 3 months in youth detention. Abdul Patel was found guilty of having documents likely to be useful for terrorism at the Old Bailey last month. A woman in her 60s had been killed in a car accident in Harrow. She was travelling in a blue Renault Clio at Watford Road last night when her car collided with a white pickup truck. The driver of the truck wasn't hurt but suffered shock. Spurs are believed to be edging closer and closer to confirming Juan de Ramos as their new manager. The Spaniard won't be on the Sevilla bench for Sunday's Spanish League match and is thought to be preparing to fly to London to conclude a deal to replace Martin Yall. London's travel on the trains, all Silverlink services are now suspended for the rest of the evening because of the strike. And London's weather for tonight, still rather cloudy but dry with lows of 10 degrees Celsius. Cloudy again tomorrow but the chance of some sun breaking through, highs of warmer than today at 17 degrees Celsius. LBC, it's 9:31.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing. Like when you see, speak and serve for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT loan rental payable, 0102 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
Let's be having some of that then, shall we? That is the telephone number. It's the last 30 minutes of the show. And then my, 28 minutes of the show, and then my weekend starts. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You can't do anything about it. You'll make me work longer. You can't. You can't do it. I'm going home. Yeah. Right, so, recap. Where are we? What have we talked about so far? Oh, the gadget phone calls are coming in now. The last 30 minutes of the show, they come in. I've been touting this for the last 2 days. The last 2.5 hours, no one's called in, and now they're all phoning up.
Yeah, they can't get enough.
Well, they couldn't get any.
What? Check out this one.
What gadget's that?
It's an Etch-a-Sketch.
That's not a gadget, mate. That's a toy. It's a kid's toy. It's not a gadget.
No, it is.
Don't even bother. It's not a gadget.
No, because it's got magnetic things in
it. No, it's not a gadget, mate.
Yeah, it is.
It's not magnets anyway. It's magic dust.
It's
everyone
graphics.
Knows that. Shut up. Graphics. So, what have we been talking about this evening, you want to know? Well, I'll tell you, for goodness sakes. We've been talking about internet sites, but I'm bored of them now, so stop that, please. It's boring. Turns out it's really boring. You can't win them all. You can't strike gold every single time. We strike gold maybe 9 times out of 10, so every now and then I muff up.
Maybe it's a silver tonight.
Maybe it's a silver. Well, no, the RAL, maybe it's a bronze. Sometimes we hit platinum. Those are the good ones. Sometimes we get zinc.
Is that better than gold?
Yeah, yeah, platinum's the best. You can get platinum in the Olympics, but you've got to be, like, really, really good and do it with style.
Can you get, like, platinum bars, like gold bars?
Yeah. Anyway, we have been asking you to phone up and have a Friday night show-off, which you've been doing excellently. You phone up, you just come on and show off about something you've done today, this week, or in your life, and then you tell me it, and you slam the phone down. It's as simple as that. 0845 6060 973. Gadget special, which you all decided to phone up about now. Can you blow my mind? I've been very disappointed with the blowing of my mind that we've had recently. My favourite, and I didn't think we'd get any calls on it, but we've had a couple. Has a celebrity ever asked to borrow your phone or ever asked for cash? Has Eamon Holmes come up to you and said, like, you couldn't lend us £25, could you? I need £25 for the boss. 0845 6060 973. It's Alison, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I've got a light-up umbrella.
I want to marry you.
It's lovely.
How, what, why, where and when?
Last year.
Yeah.
It's colour change, which always attracts me. I got one, it must have been about October.
Yeah.
But I have to say that its use is limited. Because, lovely if you're in London, that's the only time we did use it, but you don't go out a lot in the dark, in the rain, when you're at home.
So, well, hang on a minute. So, where is the light?
It starts at the right at the top.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way down the spokes, and it comes to the end. You know, a bit like, what do you call them? I don't know what you call them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lava lampy thing.
It's
like that sort of effect, but it goes through the colours of the rainbow. It fades through the colours of the
and
rainbow.
And does it help you guide your way, or does it just make you look fashionable?
No, it doesn't do anything. It just makes people look at you, I think.
I don't like being looked at, though. That's the thing. I like to be anonymous, as they say, dans le français.
I've also got a pineapple corer thing that makes rings. That's good.
I every now and then, I did this recently, I'll say, should we buy a pineapple? Let's buy a pineapple. I don't even like pineapple, I don't think.
It goes mouldy.
It goes mouldy very, very quickly. Mm. Although, whose mouth isn't watering right now? Even if you don't like pineapple, my mouth is salivating ever so slightly. But that's, I don't know if things, well, no, I don't, you know, maybe.
Yeah, I've got a TARDIS USB hub. That's quite nice.
A what?
A TARDIS USB hub, so it's like a...
You're a proper geek, aren't you?
Yeah, well, not just me.
She's trying to say she's got a USB hub in the shape of the TARDIS.
Yeah, and it makes a TARDIS noise when you plug it in.
Have you seen those pictures of Peter Davison and new Doctor Who together?
No.
Oh, are you a fan of the Doctor Who?
I do like Doctor Who.
Peter Davison and the new Doctor Who, both dressed up as their respective Doctors together.
Ooh.
It's all over the place. But it turns out it's just for children in need.
Oh.
So it's going to be rubbish.
Oh, what a shame.
It is a shame. They should do a proper two Doctors. I'd love that. Alison, thank you for that.
Can I just mention your magnets? You've got to be very careful with those because they will wipe your hard drive. Don't get them near your hard drive.
You are a proper geek. I love you. Thank you, Alison.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Monobrow.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm all right. I'm looking forward to going home, shall we say.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad.
Thank you.
As usual, dull call. Got a gadget for you.
Yeah.
It's called a Humax.
A Humax.
Mm.
And what does a Humax do?
The Humax is like Sky Plus for normal telly.
Right. What do you mean normal telly?
Well, Freeview.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, my brother-in-law's got, what is he? He's got a Winston? What's he got? A Woodley? What's he got? He's got, a Woodruff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know what it's called. He keeps going on about it.
He didn't make it himself.
It's made out of, wood and, cassettes. I don't know. Well, okay, but so hang on. It's not as good as Sky Plus, is what you're saying.
It's probably as good as, except you don't get the Sky channels. You only get, like, the pikey, pauper's channels.
Well, I see. Well, that's disappointing, and therefore isn't much of a gadget.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I called.
Well, I'm sorry you called as well. Good evening to you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Well, we ended on very, very tense terms there, Monobrow. Now, normally we get on very well. At the end of that phone conversation, we were nearly punching each other in the face. Anne is in the Kentish town. Good evening, Anne.
Hello.
Hello, Anne.
I'm phoning up to say that I lent Timothy West $4 for petrol.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, no, Timothy...
1958.
Oh, hang on.
Babysitting for him.
Was it Timothy West before?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of Christopher Timothy. It was,
Timothy West.
Timothy West.
Yes, when he was an up-and-struggling actor.
I was thinking of Christopher Timothy. That was why I was confused earlier on. So this is two instances of Timothy West borrowing money.
Yeah, he borrowed £4 for petrol.
What?
And he was taking me to babysit for him.
So hang on, you were babysitting for him, and he
was living in a caravan then in Bristol.
What? This is ridiculous. I've worked with Timothy West. He's a very nice fella. He didn't borrow any money off me, but I think I do remember him being a little bit keeping his eyes on his pennies, as it were.
Yeah, he never paid for the babysitting anyway.
Well, really? Is he still with us, Timothy West?
Yeah.
Then in that case, after this show,
yes.
Chris and I are going to neck a few bottles of cider.
Right.
We're going to jump in our chauffeur-driven limousine. We're going to drive around town until we find Mr. West, and we're going to get your money off of him.
I think he's still in Bristol.
Oh, in that case, you're on your own, I'm afraid, Anne. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, Anne, thank you.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye. Well, Timothy West is turning out to be a little bit of a cheeky little monkey, owing all these people money. It was Timothy West before, wasn't it? I was thinking it was Christopher Timothy, who is in Doctors. Timothy West was, of course, in Brass and in All Creatures Went Small. And in Rubbish Film that I was in. Robert!
Hi.
Hi.
I think I've got something to make you, Yeah. Well, anyway, I once walked on a glacier with my brother and my father. Hello?
You're supposed to slam the phone down once you've shown off.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Well done. Good work. Good work. I know you want to show off. You want to get a little bit... Oh, hang on a second. Samantha?
Hello, darling. It was Christopher Timothy.
Oh, it was Christopher. Oh, okay.
It was Christopher Timothy.
Right, okay. Well, now I'm getting confused. So this is two separate men, but both have... Oh, no, Timothy... Hang on. Was Timothy West in All Creatures Great and Small? I think he was.
He was the older guy, wasn't he, in All Creatures Great and Small?
I'm getting so confused. No, he wasn't.
Was he?
No, he wasn't. I've got to look up
Timothy. It was Christopher Timothy
Timothy, right. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Timothy West. Am I thinking of who? Timothy... West. I think I'm thinking of someone... Oh, this is images. Right, no, Timothy... Right, Timothy West was not in All Creatures Great and Small.
No.
OK, but these are two men that have the name Timothy somewhere in their name who borrow money.
Yes.
Samantha?
Here.
Samantha, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Keep listening.
Bye.
Wow, there we go. It's getting confusing with all the Timothys. Lisa!
Hello.
All right, Lisa.
Hello.
Yeah. Can I say, we've after this, we've got Betty lined up. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Come to you in a second. We've got Betty, and that's it. We have no more calls lined up for the rest of the show. Now, this puts a lot of pressure on both you, and you, Lisa, and you, Betty, so you better be good. Lisa, you go first.
Right, how do you get squirrels out of your loft?
Noise.
Noise?
Noise.
What sort of noise?
A lot of it and loud.
Right.
You need to make a lot of noise to chase them out. Now, there are two ways of doing it. The one way is you can get a sonic kind of blaster thing, which I've got, and I've got it plugged in all the time. It gets rid of all mice and vermin and things like that.
Right.
And it sends like a sonic blast sort of through the electrical wiring system, and that should do it. Or you have to go up in the attic and make a lot of noise for a long time, and that will scare them away.
Right.
I know the first thing works because I've got one. I only know the second thing works... because I saw it on Coronation Street. So I'm not 100% sure that it does work.
Right.
I was showing off a little bit earlier on, I'll be honest.
Okay.
Well, you've got them, have you?
Yeah.
You can't do anything. You can't kill them or anything, can you? You're not allowed to.
Can't you?
No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to, Lisa. But you know, I'm sure if you did, who's going to grass you up? I'm not going to tell anyone.
Right.
You sound miserable with it.
Yeah, they make such a noise.
Do they?
Yeah.
What, like scrabbling around and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of them, but I don't suppose there is, but...
Well, I guess they have babies and stuff, don't they? I don't want to put the fear of God in you.
Yeah.
Go to a gardening centre tomorrow and get one of these sonic things. They're brilliant. They're about £20, and you plug it into the nearest plug socket to the attic, I don't know. It's easy for me, because my bedrooms are converted lofts, so they'll plug it in there. And it should drive them out.
Right.
Good luck, Lisa.
OK, thank
you. Our thoughts are with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Betty?
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hello, Betty.
I know you're clever at things.
Well?
Well, on the news
two nights ago.
Yes.
The 6 o'clock and the 6:30.
Yes.
My television kept going bang, like a big, you know, a bang.
Right.
Well, it then when the Emmerdale and Coronation Street's on,
yes,
it didn't do it.
Didn't do it during the subs.
Yeah. It did it the whole time.
Right.
Now, I got a bit frightened.
Yes.
I didn't know whether that meant it would blow up. Well, I'm insured. Do you think I ought to get somebody to come and look tomorrow?
I think you I don't think you should use that telly if it's making big bangs.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrific, like, big bump. It goes like that, bang.
How many times has it done it?
Well, it does it, like, every so many minutes.
You got? You've not got? Can your son not come and have a quick look at it?
No, no.
I would be careful about using it. The thing is, you get someone out to repair it, Betty. That's
yeah,
a lot of
well,
money.
I'm insured.
Are you?
For it.
Are you?
And they're only round the corner. The people.
What do you mean you're insured?
I've insured the television.
Okay, well, in that case, I would do that then.
Yeah,
I would be very careful. I wouldn't watch it tonight, I'd give them a call first thing.
I'm in bed now. I turned it off after because I got a bit frightened.
I would be very, very careful because you've got to be careful with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I wondered if it meant it might blow up or...
Well, it probably won't blow up, but when it's electricals making bangs... Oh, hang on a second. Tony?
Yeah?
You can help, can you?
Yeah, tell her to switch it off.
Yeah.
Not to use it because it's quite dangerous. It sounds like an elderly lady. It's a thing called arcing. Got what they call a cold joint in there. When it starts to corrode, it arcs, and it can spark, and it can sort of ignite.
So don't use it at all?
No, it's arcing.
Betty, don't use it, it's arcing.
Oh.
Don't use it at all?
No.
Promise me you won't?
Yeah, no, I'll ring him straight in the morning.
Ring him in the morning and don't turn it on. Tony, are you a TV man then?
I do electronics and bits, because I do, you know, karaoke and stuff.
So he's karaoke, Tony. I didn't recognise you without the sound of loads of drunk chavs in the background.
That's
Tony.
Right, yeah, I'm outside actually taking a break. I've got my man inside, Timbo.
When you say taking a break, does that mean having a fag?
No, I don't smoke.
Oh, good lad, well done you. All right, Tony, listen,
herbal tea.
Good, I see. Thank you for that, Tony.
All right, no worries.
Betty, be very careful and don't turn it on.
No,
promise me. All right, love, take care. Give us a call next week.
Yeah.
Bye bye. It's the travel news now with Alan Joyce.
Thank you very much, Andy. QE2 bridge on the M25 is now closed for overnight roadworks, so there'll be two-way traffic in the Dartford Tunnel for the rest of the night. Better news, though, in Uxbridge, Cowley Road has now reopened both ways at the Greenway following an accident earlier, but nearer the centre of town in the city, Fleet Street is still closed westbound for repairs, so expect delays heading along New Bridge Street. Now, on the trains, of course, Silverlink services are now completely suspended for the rest of the evening because of today's planned strike. So, obviously, the alternative routes are going to be busier than usual, especially the Bakerloo line on the tubes. That's much slower than usual. Obviously, lots of people are using that instead of the Silverlink Metro services, which usually run between Euston and Harrow and Wealdstone. Also on the train, South Eastern have delays of up to half an hour between Otford and Ashford going away from London because of vandalism. On the tubes, there are currently delays on the District line. That's because of a signal failure at Earl's Court. And don't forget, of course, lots of engineering works taking place this weekend. If you are travelling over the next 2 days, do check out all the details on the travel pages of our website. Go to lbc.co.uk. LBC 97.3 Travel. There's more throughout the evening.
Nick Ferrari has breakfast.
This week on Nick Ferrari at Breakfast,
the school in Catford that had the children line up for class photographs according to their skin colour. Karen's in Catford. You hadn't heard about this row at all.
As soon as I heard, I called several parents and said, tune in to 97.3 LBC.
Leslie's in Richmond. Leslie, fascinating conversation today.
Is it?
Well, what do you think?
I have never heard a discussion about umbilical cords like that in my life.
Hi, Felicity.
Hello, my blood is boiling.
Tell me why.
Because I've had an abortion. You will never know what it's like to be in that situation.
So what will happen next week? Listen Monday morning from 7. Nick Ferrari at Breakfast. LBC 97.3.
A full head of hair is part of what makes a man feel like a man, know what I mean? So when it starts to
disappear, you can end up losing your mojo and feeling a little bit, But
Regain is clinically proven to help stop hair loss in 8 out of 10 cases. Visit regain.co.uk or your local pharmacy for a product that can help you rediscover your shamalama ding-dong. Regain, hair for life.
Regain for men contains minoxidil for hereditary hair loss, requires continuous use. Always read the label.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassell.
This is respect.
At cinemas now, rated 18.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Isn't the human body amazing? That's not mine. Well, no, even mine is amazing. I'll tell you what, I was making a lovely cheese sandwich there, really nice cheese sandwich. Got a big cut-it-yourself granary thing. Cut the cheese, mayonnaise, tomatoes, mwah. But in cutting the bread, I cut my finger open with a bread knife. And, Chris, you want to say something?
No.
Okay. And the skin was, like, flap. There's a flap on my finger. Right. That flap has healed itself already. This is like, I don't know. What time did I do it? 5 hours ago. The skin has healed, the flap has healed over.
I accidentally stabbed myself in the palm of the hand last week, and the hole's completely gone.
Next week, the whole week is dedicated to bodies and how wonderful they are.
So the human body?
The human body. The human body, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be drinking to that later. Right. Last 10 minutes of the show. Now is a very, very good time to give us a call. 0845 60 60 935. Steve!
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Stephen.
You're saying about the All Creatures Great and Small. They're
all turning out to be a bunch of tightwads.
The older chap you were thinking of was Robert Hardy.
Robert Hardy, thank you. Is that it?
Right. I think that was it.
Good lad, thank you very much. There we go. Well, that wasn't going to take us up to the 5-2 break as I was expecting it would. Just nice and slow, everyone. Nice and slow. We can eke these three calls out to fill up the time.
I can't get hold of Wilma, so it's just two.
It's just two. And one of them's Anthony. Okay, we can make this work. Jane!
Hello.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Jane.
I'm cross.
You're cross?
Yeah, I am cross.
What's wrong?
With what you said about me.
What did I say about you?
I said to you last night, you said I was 50. Okay, too many cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah, get a reality check. Some people do smoke. We're not all Jim Davis. We're not all you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'll calm down.
What? I don't know. Tell me what you're talking about.
Okay, calm down. Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm crazy calling you.
Jane, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. Okay. Last night, I spoke to you because you were bored.
Right.
You ended up calling me crazy.
Right, as I do to quite a lot of people that call in, yes.
Yeah, I do realise that, and it's not very nice.
Well then, Jane, go and phone up another radio show. And stop patronising.
No, I actually think you're good.
Right, well, I call quite a lot of people crazy, so what's...
Do you? Oh, yeah, Mr G and everything. Yes.
Now, Jane, you have to be clear, I don't know what you're saying. What did you say?
Sorry, it's my hands-free kit. I don't know how to use it.
No, it's not. It's the fact that you're slurring your words. You're Mr G, did you say then?
I said you call Mr G crazy.
I call Mr G crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, a bloke who calls you up and... Okay. You abuse him as well.
Okay. Well, I don't think I abuse you, but carry on, yes.
No, I've got nothing else to say.
Well, you've not... What is this? You've not...
Did you put me through?
You've not said anything, sir. I don't know what your complaint is, Jane. I said that you sound like you're 50 and you smoke too much. Well, you do sound like you're 50. What's the crime in that? You sound like you're 50, okay.
No, but I'm not.
Well, okay, you're not 50, but you know what? You sound like you're 50.
Yeah, it's my hands-free kit.
No, it's not. It's your voice.
Yeah, cigarettes.
Okay, well done. Congratulations. I don't know what...
And I'm stopping tomorrow.
Well, well done. Good luck.
I started stopping.
I couldn't care less, Jane. Why are you telling me this?
Well, why did you put me through?
Well, I didn't. Chris did. Why did you phone up? He put you through because he phoned up and we haven't got many calls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is normally the reason why I do that.
Well, I'm not a charity case, Jane. You don't need to, love. I'll be fine without you.
I think you are a charity case.
Okay, well, good insult. Well done. Well done
have insult. Don't talk to me about insults and insights.
Well done, Jane, for doing what a 12-year-old would do.
Good insight, insult.
Well done. No, I'm talking about insults, not insight. Well done for turning around what I said and repeating it back to me in the style of a 12-year-old, Jane. You must be very...
Oh, thank God, I'm not 50 anymore.
Is this woman for real? I don't understand. Is she a character? I don't understand. Jane.
Yeah, I am a character. How did you know?
Right. Jane, can you try and say something that makes sense, that isn't a rambling of a sarcastic old woman? Can you do that?
Yeah, actually,
No, you can't, because you've got sarcasm in
your voice. No, I can, because I think you're a good person.
Right.
And I actually do listen to your show, because I think it's crazy, in the sense that I sit up
How dare you call me crazy? Oh, how dare you? I'm really offended by that. No, I'm not. I couldn't give a stuff.
In an American way.
I couldn't give a stuff.
In an American way.
Yeah, I call you crazy, and you get all upset.
No.
You're bonkers, Jane. Go away.
Listen to me.
No, go away.
I'm not bonkers.
Go away. What was that all about? Flippin' heck. Ah, dearie mate. Anthony's in the Hoddesdon. Hello, Anthony.
Good evening.
She was weird, wasn't she, Anthony?
She was mad.
Yeah, she was, yes. Anthony said that, not me, before she... She's been fuming for a whole day that I said she sounded like she was 50 and that she was a smoker.
Are you
and then we're not all like you and Jim Davis.
And you're saying what?
What does that mean? What? I'm not some crazy health freak. I don't think Jim is some crazy health freak. You know, I don't...
I think she is, Ian.
Anthony, I'm confused. I'm confused.
Confused.com. She said, why did you put it through? She's the one that called up.
Exactly, sir. What can I do for you?
What can I do for you? Just seeing how you are and that.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm glad it's nearly the weekend.
It's a weekend. What are you up to? Anything good?
Japanese lesson tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, I'm disappointed to find out that Nande means why and not how. My whole week's learning has been establishing that Nande meant how. It doesn't. It means why.
You got confused there, though.
Exactly. But yes, so I'm going to have a lazy weekend.
I've got a gadget I bought right yesterday.
What is it, sir?
I don't even heard of it. You know money machine thing where you put all the money in?
Oh, yeah.
And it sorts all out in, like, 5p's, 1p's.
Oh, it puts them all in order?
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got about 25.
You're 25 quid?
It's handy, though.
That is very handy.
It's
handy. Anthony, I've got to go because we're getting to the end of the show, but thank you for that, mate.
I'll see you later.
Have a good weekend. Cheers, fella.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassell.
This is the Spectre.
At cinemas now, rated 18.
London's biggest conversation continues with Jim Davis after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3.
I hope Jim Davis appreciates that we're siphoning off all the weirdos before his show kicks in. I do hope he understands the effort that we're putting in as his warm-up act. He's on at 5-2. Who's his special guest? Is Hilly Marshall, a relationship expert. So make sure you listen to that. Noel!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Noel.
Show off, mate.
Go on, then.
I have met their Serene Highnesses, the Crown Prince and Princess of Japan. Bye, mate.
You've got to love it, haven't you? You've got to love it. Rebecca!
Hello!
Hello, Rebecca.
How are you?
I'm confused.
Why? What's the matter?
That weird woman. I don't know what she was having a go at me for.
Oh, I just caught the tail end of that. Yeah, I think she was drunk.
Well, I wouldn't like to say. I wouldn't like to say. I'm sure she was.
She was drunk.
She was a fruitcake, anyway. I'm sure she was. Anyway, Rebecca, what can I do for you?
Well, I've been listening to you for about 15 minutes now and cannot relate to one subject that you're talking about, unfortunately.
Oh.
But you do give it that nobody's calling, and yeah. I'm denied. I thought, oh, sod it, give him a call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've given you a call the last couple of weeks, and what you normally do when I ring you up is you give me the lowdown of your topics, and I either say yay or nay.
Well, okay.
So do you want to run?
We've got 30 seconds.
Go on then, go.
Okay. Has a celebrity ever asked to use your phone?
Never.
Asked you for
David
money?
David Jensen signed my arm, though.
Okay. Has a celebrity ever signed your... Oh, that was the next one. Ever signed your arm?
Yes.
David Jensen?
Yes.
Can you blow my mind?
Probably, but I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, by telling me something that'll make me go, wow, you've just blown my mind.
No.
Gadgets?
Rubik's Cube?
No. Would you like to show off?
No, not really.
Is it okay to wave at children?
Wave? Of course it is.
Rebecca, you've just finished the show for me. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Good night.
Bye-bye. I like that. If you missed the show today, it sounded like this. Ah, now, another thing I want to mention, actually, is it turns out that Chris and I are bored of the internet. Actually bored of it, to the point where we come in We come in now and we do work. They are pests.
Pests?
Pests.
Are they classed as pests?
Pests. Pets.
You're confusing me.
I'm confused. What class is what?
Pests. P-E-S-T-S.
Are they classed as pets?
Classed as pests.
Pets. Pete!
Hello, Ian. Can I do my show off?
Go on, then.
I've just eaten a whole pack of the Jaffa Cakes.
Hello there, you're on the air.
By the way, the clock goes backwards, not forward.
The clock goes backwards in the spring and forwards this weekend.
Do you huni,
Kamashtaka?
Yes.
Oh, no! I thought Nande was how. I've got it all wrong.
Whoa! What's going on? I think it's doing it! This is the most amazing thing!
Yeah, it is.
It wobbles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that! Look at it! It's going round. Alright, this is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening live. Martin.
Ian, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
I'm enjoying listening to this. And then the microphone. You were being so good with your countdowns, Gary. Telling me when to do the faders. You forgot to put my microphone on. Damn, we nearly went a whole show. Never mind. Right. Gary, thank you for that. Good to see you again. Chris, thank you very much. Excellent stuff as always. Well, it was all right. We weren't that good tonight, actually. I blame him. I blame you. Right. I'm going home. I'm not in on Sundays anymore. Don't forget that. It's Clive Bull on Sunday night at 10 o'clock. And it's Jim Davis up next. 0845 6060 973 is the number if you want to call him and speak to him and Hilly Marshall, his relationship expert guest. I shall be back on Monday. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
On 97.3
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, armed officers patrol Streatham. Police forensic specialist jailed after a grooming sting. And he's the one that they want, and he won't be in Seville tomorrow. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jonathan Savage.